My first hoe asked me. She just liked me. And I had told her that if she wanted to fuck with me, she had to give me some money. And one day she gave me $125. Some dude was giving it to her. But okay, she giving me the money, so I told her, bitch, I'm going to pimp your motherfucking ass. And she said, I'll be your hoe. And I said, okay, first thing Monday.
Count money, talk shit, and swallow spit, fellas. Welcome to the Ask Rosebud Show with your host, Rosebud Bitterdose. This show is brought to you by www.askrosebud.com. The Ask Rosebud Show is the place where you can talk about all the things you deem important in your life, in the game. All things pimp, all things hoes. And above everything else, you can talk about how to see success in the lifestyle you choose. The call-in number, 347-202-0388. The mic's all yours, Daddy. It's time to get back on the track and make that money.
Well, doggone it. Today is a new day. Yesterday was my woman's birthday, and I just did hella shit. I'm lucky to even be here today. But that's just how serious I am about delivering this game I have to deliver to you. Welcome to the show, the Ask Rosebud Show. You know, every time we start, I let you know I'm really happy that we've been getting into this, you know, concern in the life of confidence in women. I sure hope that you don't really think that this shit was going to stop no time soon. No. Now, fellas, you know, we got this station. We here. We can really kick it. And tonight, as usual, I'm going to try my best to light it up. The call-in number is 347-838-8420. And I definitely want to hear from you. We are all men. You know, the squares, the peas, everybody. We all men. And we don't need to separate our information. Learning how to deal with who you are and accepting who you are, you sort of acquire the skill of appropriating information to where it's going to do you the most good. This is what I want you to do with this information, appropriate it to where you can use it. This show is brought to you by www.askrosebud.com. There, you know, you can find those keys to that vehicle you're going to use to try to catch it. Now, call in and holler at me, 347-838-8420. Also, hey, I see I got a lot of calls. You know, I'm glad you're on there. You know, I'm going to get to you. You know that. Also, I want you to tune in to the Man Mindset. That's my man, Steve, the Dean Williams. Now, Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Check both our sites out, AskRosebud.com and ManMindset.com. I know you guys keep hearing me talk about my confidence courses and my coaching, and, you know, I know you guys realize they are the truth. You know, I'm just going to mention it again to you. The courses, you know, they are for dudes who are not 100% sure. That's not a big deal. I mean, it's not embarrassing. What's embarrassing is to keep going as if you are 100% sure and see block after block stop because you aren't 100% sure. You know, my coaching is for you guys out there who run into situations and need some direction. So you just think about it while you listen to the show. Some of you need this coaching, and you won't admit it, you know, to yourself, to me, to anybody, but ultimately, it's up to you to seek it. So when you do, you remember me. Now, also, I want you to remember, you know, since I'm only doing one show, I'm going to combine them. And I don't want you to get the impression that I don't want to speak with none of you guys who ain't interested in pimping, because I do. I just want to talk about a lot more than sex. You know, I want to talk about what makes a man desirable to women. That's my main goal. My ABC principle, my alpha man rules. And you guys know I have a pledge that I want you to say to yourself every morning when you get up. It's just a short pledge. It's called My Pledge to Me. I pledge allegiance to my desire to attain the highest level of manhood that is possible. And to the alpha dogs for which my manhood represents, we're one fraternity, united by manhood's purest desire, indivisible by women, impenetrable by fake frauds or phony women and dudes, because alpha dogs know there's enough pussy for all. Yeah. Say that every morning, and when you leave out the door, even if you're going to work, you're going to be ready. Hit me up, and if you don't have any of these, I'll send them all to you. Now, tonight, we're going to continue our talk about, you know, some of the obstacles that you're up against in today's search for the right woman. And, you know, how to deal with the women you run across while you're looking for that right woman. Tonight, we're going to go deeper talking about the obstacles that we have to deal with today. First and foremost, you have to understand what we're doing. You have to understand what we are doing on this show. We're developing a mentality that will carry you through the trials and tribulations you're going to be faced with in the dating arena. Why is this important? It's important because unless you develop this mentality, you're going to forever be starting over. Each time you get a rejection, you will allow it to make your progress regress. You will allow the rejection to make you feel dejected. See, what we're doing, we're developing a proactive mentality. We have to develop this mentality because you guys are all reactive. You're in a reactive frame of mind. We have to develop the proactive mentality instead of a reactive one. When you feel the dejection is too, you know, when you feel the dejection, it's just too fucking late, you know, and all you can do is react. I'm going to help you change that. I'm going to help you dodge that dejected feeling. In order to be proactive, you have to be a thinker and not afraid of what you think. You have to think something and do it or say it. Anytime there's a situation that you have to deal with, after your initial response, you have to, like, leap ahead of what your next response is going to be and think of what you're going to be saying two or three steps ahead. This is proactive thinking. You can't be stuck with just the next move. You got to think two, three, sometimes more steps ahead. It's not hard to do. It's not hard to do as far as actually thinking ahead. It's like playing pool. The shot that I'm taking now, I prepared for three or four shots ago. See, when you plan shit and it develops, when you see it, it's terribly confident building. So if I plan to shoot this shot three shots ago and three shots later I'm at this shot exactly the way I planned it, it makes me play pool better. When you are proactive, you understand position. It's the position you are in after your statements that are important. That's why you should think at 1,000 miles per hour. I mean super fast. Thinking fast requires you to see things as you would like them to be before you actually begin speaking on where you are going. Now, I know this sounds difficult, but it won't be if you keep your mind, you keep in your mind that you are after this woman. If you are after her, you should know how you want to chase her. And if you don't, you should decide that immediately. You can't just chase women. You can't chase women. You have to chase them, but you can't simply chase them. You have to chase them with a plan. My courses are powerful in this regard. It molds your thinking into a proactive thought, and it enhances your opportunity to use your aggressive attitude immediately. The courses show you how to be direct and to the point when you speak. Proactive thinking requires you to make early decisions and sticking with what your decisions is. Even when it appears that you're on the wrong track, nothing is worth anything. Nothing that's worth anything is easy to come by. And you got to understand what I'm trying to tell you here. I'm giving you, in these first 10 minutes, I've given you so many things to think about. Now, I see all these people on the line. Actually, I haven't seen no questions, so you're just listening in. Okay, everybody that's listening in, do yourselves a favor and come up with a question, because that's the important part of this show. You can ask questions. I wanna kind of talk about, you know, what you get from planning. You know, I've heard a lot of you say, man, I don't think it's, you know, the right thing to do to plan, you know, your conversation and, you know, to plan what you're going to say, because it's all, you know, it's not real then. Well, if you want to believe that, of course, you can make yourself see your point, but that's not the truth. The truth of the matter is, just like I gave that example with tools, if you know what you're doing, and let's say I'm on my first shot, and I know three shots later, I want to shoot me in this position to shoot this shot. On my first attempt to shoot my, you know, this first shot, once I shoot it, where that ball ends up as far as my position is very important to the confidence that I have as far as going forward with my initial plan. Because if I shoot that shot and that cue ball ends up somewhere I had no idea that it was going to end up at, then I got to change my damn plan. See, but no, my cue ball is never going to go somewhere I didn't expect it to go. That's why I do not ever change my plan, because my plans are solid, because I'm seeing the way I shoot. I am not seeing the way the game is played, because many players have many ways to play it. I am seeing it the way I shoot and play it. That's why if what happens according to my plan goes straight forward, then I'm going to run the table. And I always did, not always, I run the table quite often though, because I don't play around. You know I use my plans. I try my best to make plans that fit my ability as far as my, you know, shooting English on the cue ball, so that whatever I'm thinking about doing will end up as I'm planning. Now, relate that to conversation. It's the same thing. The first sentence I say to a woman, her response is all I need. I don't need her to like what I said. I don't need her to be offended or not. I don't need any other thing than her response. Because from that, my plan is going to take off. That's how I plan. I'm not caring how or what, any of that kind of goddamn crap. We're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to really get into that tonight. All right, now. 405-423, I see you on there. You've been on there a long time. I'm just checking with you, man. You got a question or anything on your mind? 405-423?
I'm not a kid, so
female, but what's your problem? Oh, you're doing something else. Okay, I don't really see no questions, so I'm not going to waste time going through asking if there's questions. But what I am going to do, hold on a second. But what I am going to do, I'm going to buff on you with this game I got to give you tonight. Now, if it only take an hour because there ain't no questions, I'm going to be done in an hour. If it take 2 hours because there's a lot of questions, I'm going to be done in 2 hours. Same for three. But it's up to you how long the show is. I ain't going to waste no time. You know, if you want to, you know some real shit, ask some questions. If you want to hear some real shit, just listen. Because a lot of you guys ask me, you know, I was just talking about, you know, talking, you know, what do you do, how you do it, you know, how the confidence you get from a plan and all this stuff. See, but a lot of you guys ask me, what do I say to a broad and how do I come at her? You got to know this. You got to know this is a fact. It's an art that you have to practice and develop. It's like playing the piano. Just because you know the song, you ain't going to be able to play it unless you practice. And that's what being a dude, you know, you have to be a dude who knows where his conversation is going before he begins it. This is me. I know where my conversation is going. If you listening to me, I know where my conversation is going to take you. I don't really care what you think or where I could have started, or, you know, the starting point is. I just know if you listen, I'm leading to where I'm leading to. You're going to go there. See, I've determined where I want this woman's head when I speak to her, Why? Because I don't differentiate between women. So you guys, you know, see a 10, you got to act like this, you see a 5, you got to be like this. No, man, I don't make those distinctions. I ain't tripping myself out with all that because I know what I got is good for all women. No, I can't say it the exact same way to all women, but I know what I say I can say to all women. If it's about they look good or whatever, I can say it 35 ways. That's give me 35 women if that's the case. But I'm saying, you have to think and be like this. You can't just have one avenue as far as one way to deliver any kind of message to a woman. My science, you know, has told me so much about this woman. I know, first of all, this is my science. First of all, I know I want to fluster this woman at first. And I've, you know, seen through all of my different times talking to women the value in flustering a woman. But I'm going to explain it to you as we go on. But I want to fluster her at first so I can come at her from left field, you know, possibly with a sexual innuendo that will get her to blush. Now, my science has told me if she does not blush, she is seriously looking for what I mentioned. Now, that doesn't make sense to you, and I'll explain it to you later, because women don't make sense if you really think about it. They don't. When it's about catching them, you don't know what to say to catch them. You don't know what's going to catch them. You just got to be down and dirty. Ha! Yeah. But I know what's going to catch them. Being a motherfucker is going to catch them. So, what I'm saying is, let's say she didn't blush, so now I know that she is, you know, kind of seriously thinking about whatever the fuck I said to her just now. And then again, on the other hand, if she does blush, it tells me I can fascinate her with my ideals or ideas of life and how to live it. Now, the one who does not blush, I will keep at her with the conversation I started about some kind of sexual situation. I mean, not actually having sex, but some kind of situation she damn well know is going to lead up to sex. Now, the one who blushes, I will comfort her with a smile and then blast her with my views on life as a real man or the life of a real man if you want to fuck with one. Now, in either instance, this is what the scenarios I just explained, they're nothing. What's important is what I'm getting ready to tell you now. In either instance, it really doesn't matter what they say. It matters how they react to what I said. Now, see, I'm going to explain some shit to you guys out here, man. You know, I hope my doggone PayPal blow because you guys can all hit me with some tips or something. Because I'm going to really explain some shit to you right now. Let's say you are somewhere and a woman approaches you and speaks to you. Now, I don't know what you guys' reactions would be. Matter of fact, let me check. I'm going to check on what your reactions would be. 585, I hope you don't, you know, trip, but I'm going to ask you that question. 585-503, are you there?
Oh, I'm right here. How you doing, man?
Okay, man, I'm fine. How about yourself?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Let me ask you something. I don't want you to freeze up. I don't want you to, you know, feel like you're being judged or any of that. I want you to be terribly honest. Brutally
okay.
Honest, and just answer it. Now, let's say you somewhere, and a woman approaches you and speaks to you. My question to you is, what is the first thing you think after she has spoken to you?
First thing I think is that, you know, she's feeling me, and that I should play my cards right. You know, play it cool. Don't be too over anxious. Just be, you
okay,
know,
kinda. That's what you see, and according to where you see it and how you see doing it, I can see you being cool with that. But that's not the first thing you're supposed to think, man. See, the first thing you're supposed to think is what is going on. You're not supposed to think that thought, but I'm talking about the first thing you think. Number one thing to think is what's going on. And what's going on at that point when she speaks to you is you should realize that she has done this shit before. Immediately.
Right.
You're supposed to realize she done did this before. I am not the first motherfucker she to walk up to speaking to. If you think that, you falling right into her hands. If you think that, you know, oh, wow, I must have attracted her like you. You know, if you think that's stupid shit, she's going to play you. If you think she playing her hand. You think that? So now you in a defensive mood that you should be prepared to scream. Now, let me give you some game. See, she knows to do this because it has been her experience that approaching men put them on guard. And most of the men get flustered themselves and cannot be themselves once they have been approached by a woman. 9 out of 10 of you, if you admit the truth, you blow that situation. You don't catch that woman that approached you. And it's because of what I'm getting ready to tell you. See, since you a sharp dude, you've been listening to Bud, and the woman has spoke to you, you know that she's done it before, so you know she's playing, so she's up to something. So instead of you trying to go all out, trying to, you know, act like she likes you and shit, you finna be on your ABP. Because once you see something, you got to always be playing. You can't let the shit just be seen. So, how you play your hand? Since you know this, you are supposed to reverse that come on. And you reverse it by getting at her with the very first thing you say out your mouth. You don't say, oh, I'm fine. She asked you how you do. You don't say, I'm fine. Or you answer that. You don't say no shit like that. You get at her. You know, she has, check this out. She didn't come up to me, and she didn't ask me how I'm doing. And I said right away, or I'm going to say right away, I'm trying to catch me a fine-ass woman like you. Now, I've just taken, especially when I explain this, if she, you know, certain response is going to come from this, but especially in the correct one, I've just taken a...
Can you hear me? Bud. Yo, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I don't know what happened. This is Steve. I'm trying to get in touch with Rosebud and see what's going on, guys. I see a bunch of y'all in the queue and stuff. So if y'all can give me a second, I will call Rosebud and see what's happening. Bear with me, everybody. Hold on 1 second, guys. Let me hold on. Hold on, 585. Give me 1 second, big dog. Let me try Rosebud. Let me get him in. Hold on 1 second, guys. 1 second. Guys, I'm trying to call Rosebud right now. So.
Hello.
Hi. Is Rosebud there?
Hello.
Hey, Rosebud.
Yeah. Steve. Am I off?
Well, yeah, you know, I got you on three-way, so we're on the, I called into the show, so the show's running now, so I got you. I'm on with you, because...
Has it been off? Because it shut off on me.
No, we're live now. We're live. We got 126, so we're live. You got 585. I'll be in here with you, but the show's on right now, so, guys, if y'all want to call
Let's
in, Rosebud...
Let's keep going.
Yeah, Rosebud, keep going. But you do have a call. Do you have your queue open, Rosebud? You want me to?
Yeah, I got it open. I've been asking them, but nobody's been responding.
Okay, there's a call, 585, and then you got two calls.
585-503. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Let me get them.
Okay.
585-503, I got you.
Mr. Bud, yeah, I was talking to you, and you were giving a scenario about how if the person came and approached you, what you'd do. And just as you was getting into it, it went blank, and you couldn't hear nothing for like a good 10 minutes.
Yeah, just technical difficulties, but we're on now. Things are going.
Okay,
we on now. All right, man. So I got to back up, but come on with your question. You got a question?
Oh, no. Well, I did, but I was just listening to what you was dropping about, you know what I'm saying, me being on my ABPs when they approach me as opposed to thinking that I got to, you know, go for them supposedly liking me. You know what I mean? That's what you were talking about.
Well, I kind of remember you, but I heard me get cut off, and I don't know if you heard me, but it was some technical. But anyway, I think I remember where he's coming from. But see, to me, what a lot of the things that you guys are not really understanding about catching a woman is that when you're trying to catch a woman, it's really more about where you're coming from than it is about where she's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can ever – first of all, let me do this first. Refresh my memory so I can give you directly what I was talking about. What was your initial question?
I didn't actually get a chance to ask it. You was asking the question actually. You were like, what's the first thing that pops into your mind?
Oh, what was your response when she would? I asked you what would your response be when she came up to you, right?
Right.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
And you told me that you would, you know, think you had action blase and B, right?
Right, you said that was wrong, and then you started going into it, but just as you started going into it, it cut off.
Okay, just as I started going into it, so now, what I'm saying to this, you know, like the scenario was, I said, let's say you're somewhere, and a woman approaches you and speaks to you. Now, and you said you would think the things you said. The things
right.
you should think goes like this. The first thing you should think is that this woman has done this before. So you should not let what she's doing work the way she wants it to work. Otherwise, she wants to come up to you and say, what's going on with you? What are you doing here? And you so not used to a woman, you know, approaching you that you allow that to fluster you. And then you won't actually say or be you because you're flustered. You can't recover quick enough because you haven't had a woman approach you like that before. But my suggestions is, like I said, the first thing you do is you realize she has done it before. And you realize that you got to realize all this really quick, that she knows to do it because it has been her experience that approaching men puts them on guard, and most of them get flustered and can't be themselves. Now, since you know this, you're supposed to reverse that come on by getting at her with your first statement. Otherwise, when she say, what you doing here? And you say, oh, nothing, blah, blah. You don't really respond to that. You respond to what your thought is about what she said, which now she's trying to play you because she's coming at you based on what she's been doing. So now let's take this scenario, and here I am. You know, she come up to me, and, you know, she asked me how I'm doing. The first thing, I mean, right away, I'm going to say something like, I'm trying to catch me a fine-ass motherfucker like you. I'm going to say that. I'm putting her on guard. I'm not going to let her put me on guard. I'm going to reverse it. So your first initial statement is a reversal. And you have just taken it from her, especially now if she responds in a way that I would like to be as far as the perfect way to respond, she would be taken aback, and she wouldn't be able to say anything right then. And then I would know her advantage. I have taken it, and I put her in a defensive mode. It's, for some reason, I like women in a defensive mode because it keeps me attacking them. You know, not to hurt them. I want you guys to understand something. I'm not saying any of what I'm saying. I don't, you know, mean to undermine a woman or belittle women. I'm not, you know, saying what I'm saying to do that. I'm saying it because this is how I have a certain way that I deal with women. You know, it's just me. If she comes right back after I say that, I will cut her off and add to what I said at first because my goal is to make her stop and think of what she's saying, because I know right now she's going off of what she's used to doing and seeing from dudes. Otherwise, she's already labeled me or categorized me as a sucker. Why would I keep talking to her and I know this, or at least I think this? Why would I talk to her, then I'm telling myself that I'm a damn sucker. You got to understand how the shit plays. And if you're talking to her when she's doing something she used to do in the suckers, she's thinking you a sucker. So all the way around, you can't come out of that until you come out of that sucker state. So my first statement and the follow-up ones, you know, dare to let her know that I'm not someone she's used to speaking with. And I'm going to be honest, man. I'm almost combative in the way I, you know, get at women at first until I see her back up. You know, and you could tell that they're backing up by the tone in their voice. And if she asks you a real question at that point, because once they start backing up and that tone comes down, they're going to start really, you know, quizzing you. And once she has asked you a real question, she might even ask you, you know, repeat the first question she asked you, you know, what you doing here? But she's going to have a softer tone, and some curiosity is going to be present in her voice. And you see, you have, like, completely defeated her. So now you can proceed to catch her little ass. What I'm saying is, when you see what you're doing works, I don't know if you play pool. I play pool. When you play pool, if you shoot this shot and you're only ready for the next shot, then you ain't playing pool. I shoot this shot, and I'm planning 3-4 shots ahead. Now, what this does, after I shoot this first shot, and my ball is in the position for my second shot, it builds my confidence. And as it positions up for the third shot, my confidence is even more. And what I'm saying to you, it works like this when you play your hand when you're talking to a woman. When you doggone planned out what you want and everything is going along as you say, you get more confidence and you're able to really mash and represent what you thought as far as your plan was concerned. So the thing I'm really trying to get to you, man, is to answer your question. You know, playing a woman from initial contact starts with what you say out your mouth. And if you let her get you thinking along the lines of where she's coming from, you'll never get to get at her properly. Did I make sense to you, man? I know I went around the block, but I had that's a very important thing to me.
That definitely. It definitely makes sense, for sure.
Okay, man, so I want you to understand this, man. Yeah, I just want you to understand, man, get the game that's being given through the senses and the way the scenarios are being, you know, described or spoke on. Because, see, shit don't happen the way you actually think it. As far as when I say make a plan, I don't really mean, say, you know, make A, B, C, and this is your plan. What I mean is saying my plan is A, and then you subplot it. You know, it could go this way, it could go that way. I'm not going to say exactly what I'm going to do with the bitch because you don't know what the bitch going to do. You just know you're going to make her know if your plan A is to talk about you. You're going to make sure you talk about you, whatever it is. So just make sure you have a plan, man. You got to do that. So plus, here's another thing. When she has submitted through her, you could tell through her voice that she's submitted. And she really asks you a question this time. She says, you know, well, what are you doing here? What are you doing here, Rosebud? You know, I don't see you just coming here for whatever, you know, to be entertained like that. You let her know. You simply tell her, look, baby, I'm sitting here trying my damnedest to look as cool as possible so that my demeanor will be like an aphrodisiac to you and make you want me. If she don't smile, then I'm not supposed to have her. So what I'm saying is it don't have to really be a really fly line that makes all the sense in the world. Because what I'm saying is that last sentence I said, I know she'll laugh at this statement because she wants to submit to me. But she ain't sure of how to do it because how strong I come at her. And she wants to accept this statement. She wants to. You know, you see, the thing I'm trying to get to you is you don't want a woman to be so sure of herself around you, especially if you just met her, you know, until you have, you know, been around her a few months. You know, you want her first times with you, you want her nerves to be on edge because of, not because she's scared of you, but because of the excitement that you present to her. See, this is going to keep her on edge. And what puts her on edge is you not being predictable. It ain't got nothing to do with your doggone ass having the most romantic or the poetic way to talk. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with how you make her sit up straight in her seat and pay attention to you, and how you won't allow her to do shit unless you just really allowing her to do it. See, and I'm going to get into that a little bit more about allowing women. See, like I say, most of you guys' problems is like you care way too much about what a woman thinks. You need to lose all of that. It's wasted energy. And you need to concentrate on how you are throwing curves to her at every opportunity, because that's how you catch. To use a baseball analogy, you got to strike them out. You know, you got to make them can't hit your pitch. You know, that kind of, that's the way you catch a woman. So I'm going to put you back in the queue, man, and I'm going to go with 319-610 right now. If you have another question, just hang up and call back 85585 and then press 1 again. 319-610, what's your first name? What's your question?
My name's Mike. You talked last week. You said understanding correct word usage is going to change our lives. How so?
Well, man, check this out, man. Today's people, youth, they don't really care about what's going on. They just care about pretending to know what's going on. And if you use words, this dude was talking to me, and he was talking about, man, I'm charging the broad, and I charged her, and I thought she was gonna go or whatever he said. And this was a total wrong use of the word charge. Now, do you know what charge a woman means? He was talking about a girlfriend that he charged.
No.
Do you?
No.
Okay. What I'm saying is these guys, as far as, you know, hearing words and using them, they hear these words. It sounds slick, so they want to use it. Yeah, man. You know, he might have heard some slick dude telling him, yeah, I charged that broad, man. Woo, woo, woo. And he want to charge her. But if you know what that word means, see, because he was curious as far as why is she still wanting to deal with him, and he charged her. If you know the definition of a word, that word, it means you the reason you charge her is so that she'll follow what you charged her for. Otherwise, charging her almost always results in her following what you charged her for, or being or coming back to you. And he didn't know that. So the confusion of him using that wrong word kept him from being able to catch that woman, because she was doing exactly what she should do behind him charging her. But he didn't know what charging her was all about. He thought it was about running. He thought charging her meant doing something harsh or cold to the woman and running her away or something. That's not what it meant. So what I really mean, man, is if you use words properly and just accept what that word means, you will understand the power in words, because words say what you mean. You don't want the person to take the word you're using and guess what you mean, because the word is ambiguous. You know, there's so many words that they are ambiguous. But in reality, they have meanings. But you guys don't know the meanings. And if you did know them and you used it properly, the strength that comes from using the words would come to you. But they don't. The strength don't come because you don't use the words properly. Did that make sense to you, man? Are you there, 319? You there, 319?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still,
okay. Yeah, we hear you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
That makes sense.
All right, man. So I'm gonna put you back in, man. I'm gonna get 678 right now. 678-913. What's your first name? What's your question?
It's Dallas from Atlanta. Rosebud.
What's up, man?
Can you help me? Not much, man. Can you help me interpret what you mean by being chicken shit?
Yeah, man. You know, that throws a lot of you guys off, man, because to you, to hear the word, I'm sure it means to be mean or cruel, right?
To me, I kind of see it as being indifferent to a female.
Oh, boy.
Like saying what I want to say.
I would never have used that word, but to be honest, that is what it is. That is the meaning of it, man. You're being indifferent. You don't supposed to care. But chicken shit, you know, chicken shit does not mean that you're supposed to, like, you know, step on the woman's feet or hurt her feelings or any of this kind of stuff. What chicken shit means is that what you say has such value to you that you're not considering anything as far as opposition. So they're either accepting it or they're just going to feel crazy because you're not changing your mind. Chicken shit is not caring whether or not someone really and truly understands what you're saying. The way you appreciate being chicken shit is that you see someone not really understanding, but they still go for it. That's why you appreciate the chicken when you're being chicken shit to women. And you know, the average woman that sees the chicken shit in this is they're going to, like, want to leave or run away or whatever. But you see this woman standing strong to you being chicken shit. So you get an attachment to her because she's got strength. Chicken shit represents a way to gauge who you fucking with, gauge how strong they are. Because they, you know, they expect this way and you do that way. You know, they're expecting not necessarily a soft or nice way, but they're expecting this way. And if it comes this way, it's going to be more palatable to them. But you're going to give it to them another way. Take it this way. You know, that's how I explain chicken shit. Because chicken shit does not mean bitter or being angry or being mean. It don't mean that.
Cool, yeah. That answers the question. But I have one more question for Dean real quick. Is that cool?
Oh, yeah, sure. All right. Sure.
Yeah, I called in last week, and Rosebud, you know, laced me with some information about, like, sex skills and whatnot. Like, do you have anything that I can look up, Dean, so I can improve my sex skills and knowledge of that area?
Yeah, we do. You just go to themanmindset.com and... what I always tell everybody, listen to testimonials of the way we change lives. And then from that point, if you are sure you want to learn how to eat pussy properly and fuck women properly and talk that shit to them properly, you let me know, okay?
All right, cool, man. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Hey, caller. Caller, listen, man. I know. I remember you when you said that. When you said that, I remember you from last week. And I told you last week. I told you that you needed to kick it with Steve because he has, I mean, I'm not going to say this, he's, you know, got the best dick in the world, but evidently he knows what to do with it and he knows how to handle women. I do too, but I don't talk about it. He does. He has no problem lacing you. And if you really want what you're trying to get, you need the confidence to do whatever Steve is going to give you.
Yeah.
Now, you have to understand he works not totally from a sex. He works for from confidence building too, but he includes sex. And I think if you really be truthful, you need. Well, you are truthful because you just asked him, and you need it, man. And I'm glad you was man enough to ask him, man. Actually, man, all that shit I just said was to give you kudos, man.
Yeah, big ups, big dog. Yeah, absolutely. And again, like I say, yeah.
I went around the corner to do it, man, but I should have just said big ups to you for that, man, because that was cool, man. That's the only way you're going to make changes in your life, to spot where they're needed and to make a move.
No doubt.
Yeah, so, yeah, absolutely, man. So, yeah, just go write that down. Go to themanmindset.com, and if you have any questions about eating pussy and fucking, that's some of the, shut the fuck up, Rosebud. No, I'm just telling the man. Look, no, we
you can just say any sexual questions.
Yeah,
man,
any sexual. Well, but these guys ain't eating pussy, right? They ain't fucking shit. I'm trying to make you an animal.
Hey, man, if they ain't fucking, they can't be eating pussy, right?
Of
so
course,
we know
it,
that.
Well, then it attaches to they, if they ain't talking that. Yeah, you can talk a good game, but when you get your foot in the fucking fire, you ain't fucking correctly. Hey, you know Rosebud.
hey, caller, don't even worry about what he's saying about that if you ain't doing it, because getting this shit, I looked at some of his shit, and believe me, man, I picked up some shit, and I only watched two of his videos. I picked up some shit. I'm serious, so do it. Believe me.
And that's coming from a man. We, Rosebud and I, are not here to step on each other's toes. We support each other fully, and as a man, he's telling you something.
It's real, man. The shit on there is real, man. What you call this shit about dating, the little meals you fix them, and all that shit, man, how to make desserts from nothing. And I mean, this dude got a lot of shit that you can do on a budget, and it's going to work. Believe me, man.
Then
I'm
going to
put you back in queue, man.
Yeah, mix Rosebud's confidence courses in there. You a fucking beast.
A beast. That's what we're trying to do. Become beasts. See, my courses, you know, they show you everything we're talking about as far as how to have the confidence to do or implement it. the combination, which is why I've had a lot of people want to team up with me and different things, and I just never felt them. And believe it or not, I would have never imagined I would have felt Steve because he just talk about so much shit I don't. But that made that's what opened my eyes, man. He is covering some very essential shit that I just don't talk about because the game I was in, you know, that's the last thing we do.
Right.
But the life that these guys have. You know, listening to us, the life they live, that's not the last thing they do. That's one of the first things they think about. So, therefore, I had to accept that this motherfucker shit is hella important, and that's what made me go check it out. And I'm telling you, I used his recipes for the desserts, and I did some of the techniques. I ain't going to tell you which one, Steve.
But you know what? Rosebud and I do that. We have something for you. We got a surprise for y'all pretty soon that we're working on, but we can't let that out the bag yet. But believe me, we got some, like Rosebud, some heavy shit. We about to get some heavy shit for all y'all Rosebud listeners. Some heavy shit
we
about
to
drop.
We finna drop something on you, man. We finna drop something on you that ain't gonna wait. So listen, you guys, let me just show you how you change or switch up on that woman, you know, when she's approached you and she puts you on guard. You know, first of all, you're supposed to pay attention to her responses, you know, and they tell you what she wants you to say. But don't say what she wants to hear. You have to say something close to what she wants to hear, but you, like, add a little twist to it. You know, otherwise, let's say you could tell, you know, she made a couple of statements about her appearance or whatever, and you could tell she's kind of asking you, do you like her and shit. You volunteer. You say, you know, you're kind of cute. You know, I kind of like you. Or you say something, you know, just she's kind of cute. Or you say, like, with a little work, you'd be a badass little woman. Now, these are bait statements. And if she bite on it, you got to go with it and make her see your point with a continuation of little bullets about her. Now, you don't have to have a lot of bullets and numbers. You just maybe a couple of statements about her will do. They're not complaints about her, but little things about her you can see need improvement. You know, nothing about her looks, just her attitude or her lack of emotions. And if you can't see where she can be improved, you, my fellow, is lacking. No woman I've ever met my standards before she was actually trained by me. If the woman you meet and she meets your standards off the top, you have no standards. So you got to get some. Now, this doing what I'm saying, this is how you be cold. You hear me? You know, you guys always ask me, what is cold? What do you mean being cold? I don't mean cold as in cruel or mean or angry. I mean cold as in not caring about how she takes what you say. Being cold means to say and do what you mean and not care, period. The thing about you guys is that, you know, you don't care to investigate what you hear or learn. You just take it as information and you use it to the best of however you heard it. You know, you got to be more serious about shit than that. You don't want to misuse words and phrases and get the wrong meanings of them. I've told you many times that sayings and, you know, shit from the streets, they don't translate literally. So when we say fuck a bitch, we don't mean fuck a bitch the way you hear it. We mean what we mean when we say it. And all that means is a broad is not determining where I'm coming from. A broad is not determining what I will or will not do. A broad is not determining what I will or will not accept. That is what fuck a bitch means. It don't mean treat her horribly and drag her down the street behind the car or whatever the hell you guys think. It don't mean none of that shit. The art of being cold is to make her get defensive of her position. You want her excitement to rise above her normal conversation level. You know, because this is the only way, or should I say it's the best way, to control her in the flow of her conversation because women are emotional. Once they get that emotional rope to rise, once you get her emotion to rise, you can put your finger in one of her nostrils and pull her in any direction you want her to go. I'm telling you, man, that's the power of this shit, man.
I'm sorry, bud. I didn't mean to laugh, dude. I keep going. My bad. I'm sorry. I'm mute. That shit is gangster, boy. He be like, come here. You got smoke fingers in her nose, dragon dog. Let me shut up. That's some gangster shit.
But that's how fly this shit is, man.
Yeah.
I'm saying this shit is fly, man. The art of being cold is that, you know, you got to get it defensive, man. And when you do, you can just put your finger in there and just drag her across the room, man. You know, and once you done drug her across the floor 3 or 4 times, that bitch gonna be looking up at you talking about what you want, daddy. You know, this, see, your optimum goal is controlling the flow in the direction of the conversation. You do not concentrate on this woman. You concentrate on what you are doing and saying, and just let that work for you. If it don't, you wasn't gonna catch her no way. Period. You know, once you have full control of the conversation, you have a woman who's fully willing to listen to you and what you have to say. All you have to do is remain in control and deliver these lines, you know, as confidently and as smoothly as you can. And at the end of whatever you think the end of that conversation is, you're going to have that broad. You're just going to have her. This is the time. You don't want to slow down. You know, that's what you guys think, you know, you got your little bit of action, so you should slow. No, man, when you see you have action, it's time to mash. You don't want to slow down because you're in a comfort zone right now, you know, and you should mash more than ever. With the comfort or the control of the conversation in your court, you know, you could actually, if you wanted to, you could sit quietly for a few moments and allow her to respond. Now, remember earlier I had said something about allowing. My language now, since I have, you know, attracted her to the extent that she is submissive. Not submissive to where all I got to do is say, come here, bitch. No, she's submissive to the fact now she's not combative and she's not trying to be aggressive. She's ready to listen. So my, you know, I'm allowing her to speak with me now, and I know this because as soon the way I know this is because she is a combative little woman, and let's say she's going to try to get the control back. As soon as she interrupts me, I'm going to interrupt her, and she will silence herself to hear what I have to say, especially when I interrupt her like she's getting ready to say something, and I raise my hand up to just stop her and don't say nothing. You know, she's speaking sign language. See, you guys don't try shit. I try all kind of stuff, man. I let my eyes say shit. I let my hands, you know. And if they understand this stuff, they into me. They totally into me. You know what? Women are predictable. And if you learn one of them, it doesn't mean you know them all. But best believe, learning the rest of them will not be difficult. You only need to experience the feeling that being in control brings. Steve, you on the phone with me. I know I kind of fucked up, Steve, so don't be mad at me, but we was on there with that broad the other day, man. Did you notice, Steve, how just a few minutes of talking to her, I guessed her age. I guess she was single. I guess so many.
Well, not only did you guess her age, you knew her story. And because you knew her story, that gave you the advantage point of being able to dictate and direct where you want to take things.
Yeah, but did you see how she tried to get out of it by saying, you can't know all women by one woman when you said, you know, if the woman ain't got no husband or nothing, you ain't got no business taking advice from her. And she wanted to get mad at you for saying that?
Yeah,
see,
yeah.
See, what I was getting her to understand is the reason I knew all these things about her without knowing her is because I know women, and I know all women based on what I know about the kind of woman she is.
There you go.
You know, she just showed me everything, man, and she was totally – So I could, and Steve, if I'd have been near her, I'd have been in her bed that night.
Oh, of course you would. Because,
I would.
Because the excitement, the excitement of going against the grain of the normal person she's used to would make her pussy wet on that point alone. Because you were so against what she was saying, she was turned on, but she was also trying to try to control things, and thus she failed.
Hey, she tried to do everything she could, but I even busted. I told her, look. Women like her, Steve, when you put pressure on them, they're going to play ignorant. And what did she do every time you asked her, or we asked her some, you know, kind of strong, oh, I don't know about that. What did you say? Try to play. She came. Come on, girl. We busting you out.
Hey, now, her, hey, what bro, got, we were double-teaming her over the telephone.
what really got us going about her was we were on talking, and she was talking about, you know, on the first date, the way a guy show her that he's really into her is he has to spend at least $200 on the first date. Hey, you know Steve, if he spent 200 pennies on the first day, he was splurging.
Yeah,
so you
y'all,
know Steve,
y'all
was, hey,
yeah.
He wasn't going for that. I wasn't going for it just because she had the nerve to put a limit on what you can do to entertain her. Otherwise, what she didn't say was if you spend that $200 on the meal, she's not going to even be entertained because you met her demands. When you meet a woman's demands, the last thing she's going to be is satisfied.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're right. And that's the problem. But most guys cannot. This is even goes with what you're talking about. She put it, it was like a test. She's going to say, well, I demand a meal from a guy. And most guys will buckle and be like, okay, no problem, girl. Anything for you, baby. All right, baby, I'll do that for you. And those are the guys who ain't fucking.
Those are the guys that actually have the real complaints because they think they have done everything that media says they should do.
There you go.
The gurus say they should do. They don't do what the real dudes say they should do, like what me and Steve telling you. They don't. Oh, actually, they do when they hear it, and they call us back and they thank the hell out of us. Hey, the ones that hear this shit and jump on it, they thank the hell out of us. They just call us and they just act like they want to do everything for us, man. And we have to be careful, man, because some of them be sounding a little funny. They be so doggone excited. You know,
man.
But the reason they be excited is that they haven't actually had an opportunity to speak with a person, a man, that has information that was actually usable. You know, these gurus, they have information for you. And, of course, if you go do it, you're going to feel like you've done something because you did it. But it's not going to net you in having no women. It's not. I've offered, not on this show, but on all my streams, I have yet to have anyone accept this offer. And I'm going to make the offer now. Any person out there that has taken advantage of these gurus and these boot camps and these doggone self-help things about catching women, anybody out there that actually used it and caught a woman, call me, please. Anybody out there that has actually used it and successfully have women, not caught a woman, have women, call me. Let me know how it worked for you. And I can say anybody from my group that called a woman that, you know, whatever, call me. And see, my phone would blow up, but I don't want them to call me because we ain't bragging like that because that's not what my courses are about.
Yeah.
But believe me, that's the result of the courses. Confidence is going to get you bitches.
Yeah.
Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, they're going to flock to you because this is what excites a woman, man, not fucking some. Now, if you're in the bed and you have some poetic shit to say and you driving deep, you know, I'm not saying don't say it because I've done that, you know, had something choice that I thought to say and I waited for the opportune moment because I don't care what none of you say. If you busting her out correctly, she's at her most open point while you busting her out.
But
she's
Uncle,
open. Yeah.
They on all facets. See, the thing is, unfortunately, some of these guys do one or two things. And and Rosebud's been instilling in you guys, you've got to do everything as a man. You can't just do – you can't be half a gangster. You can't do that.
Hey,
you got to be all man.
Hey, and you know what? And you know what? That goes to where these guys are because that's what they are, half of everything they're trying to do.
And that ain't going to work.
That ain't gonna work. Mm-hmm. And the most significant aspect of what me and Steve was talking about is how simple it is to be full, total.
Soon, guys, I can't wait to drop that bomb on them, dog.
but even before that bomb comes, we still telling you how easy it is.
Yeah.
But we've realized, Steve and I both have realized since what we've been doing, even though we say, in order to walk, you know, you got to put your left foot, put all your weight on your left foot, and then stride forward with your right foot, and then put your weight on your right foot, and then move forward with your left foot. We have to teach people how to walk like that, and it still is not enough information for them, and that's why we decided to go one step further. Yeah, Steve, I know you want to drop it on the damn.
No,
can't.
I don't want to drop it. They ain't ready yet, but we drop it.
I got a couple of more things to say, and then we just going to open it up to them.
Yeah.
The first thing you guys got to understand is that you only need to experience the feeling that being in control brings one time, and you are hooked. One time you experience what being in control actually does for you, and your ass is going to be hooked. Whenever you experience it, you will desperately want to feel it whenever you speak with a woman. And you're going to, whenever, from that point on, you're going to want to feel it. And that's the beauty of this because, you know, we're not drug dealers, but we know what we got is dope. And once you get to feel it, you're going to want it. All you have to do is follow the simple steps we speak about or the things we talked about tonight, and then you will be on a path to at least understanding what you're trying to get. You might need a little more. I'm telling you, my course is Steve's information about, you know, his man mindset. I'm not going to say Steve's information about sex. Steve's information about the man mindset is just as devastatingly powerful as what I believe my confidence courses are. And all you have to do is realize that these things are really simple. They only require the nerve to take a stance. And that requires you to have a basis or a foundation strong enough to stand on. That's where my courses come in to help you find the confidence it takes to be an alpha male. Now, we're going to open it up. We got a few more minutes. It's 9:09, you know, 30, an hour and a half is how long I roll. But, you know, if you got a question or two, we can. If not, I'm going to kick it with Steve because me and Steve got a lot we could talk to you about right now. But we're trying to be cool. 804. 368. What's your first name and what's your question?
Hey, this is Mr. Pete, the ultimate gentleman, just chiming in. What's going
what's
on?
What's up, Mr. Pete? How you doing?
all right,
man. Everything's everything.
Yeah, I hear y'all chiming.
You got a question?
I was just hitting you, man. You know, I've been checking you out. I tried to hit you early, let you know that you was having a little malfunction, but. I guess it took me
We got a straight Steve call me and hooked me up. So, you know, I'm glad you're listening, man. And if you do have – man, you know what? I would like for you to ask the question because people don't get to hear real – see, this is a friend of mine. You guys just listen. It's got a lot of friends, you know. His handle is the ultimate gentleman. But, you know, don't let that fool you. You know, he one of those guys that believes in speak softly but carry a big old stick. You know, he one of them. But, well, Mr. P, you don't have no question, how you said.
No. I mean, you know, I just called, man. I was listening to what was going on. I heard y'all, you know, really giving them something that they can use. You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay, man. I'm glad you're here, man. I'm going to go to 718. 413. What's going on
Hello?
With that? You there, 718-413? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, bro. Got a question?
I'm here. But I don't have no question.
Okay, I know you're there, but do you have a question?
No, I don't have a question, brother. Good night to you, though.
Oh, okay, I'm going to put you back in the queue then. Hey, Steve, listen, everybody just in the queue. I don't really see no questions up. So,
yeah. You
know, those of you guys that's in the queue, if you have a question, please ask. You know, if not, let me scroll down and make sure that nobody below them have a question.
Okay.
No, everybody just in the queue, man.
No, that's fine.
So, Steve, well, I guess, man, I what I'm really talking about is obstacles. I know you've been listening to us. What do you have to say?
Well, when it comes to obstacles, guys, a regular male, remember, a regular male's going to find a way to go around that shit or not even go walk up to it. What Rosebud is trying to tell you is you got to go through this. You got to go through that wall. You know,
yes.
You're going to, listen, let me tell you how life works. You're going to have obstacles, but as a man, it's very important that when you get your ass knocked down, because we all get knocked down, but the difference is we get up, we dust ourselves off and say, is that all you motherfucking got? What's next? Keep that shit rolling.
What's next?
Yeah, what's next? What you got?
And you know something else? I don't think, Steve, I hate to check you like this, but I don't think you can recall the time you've been knocked down.
Oh, no, no.
I think you can recall the time you've been rejected, but I don't think you can recall the time you've been knocked down, because people like us, we don't take rejections as that significant.
Oh, no. But see, but rejection to me is learning. I learn from rejection. Listen, guys, this is going to sound crazy. Rejection is my motherfucking best friend. Matter of fact, Rosebud, we used to be so cold that we used to get so much pussy. We used to play this game called the rejection game, because me and my boys used to get so much ass, we were like, you know what, let's go to the club and see who gets shot down the most, and that's the winner. And then what happened, guys, we went in there and started saying all kind of crazy shit, but the problem was, bud, they were
You never got shot down.
No, that was the problem. That was the problem, man.
Steve, you learned something. Well, you didn't learn it. You just know something that I've been trying to tell him. The far off is the wildest thing you say is more action you're going to get, because the woman actually is impressed that you said it, not what you said, just that you had the nerve to say something wild like that. Steve, you running in there trying to, get rejected so you can win a beer or whatever at the end of the night, and the motherfucker can't never get rejected, huh?
I was trying my hardest, nigga. I was trying my hardest to say all kind of outlandish shit, but you know what I would get? Oh, you crazy. I say, fuck. You crazy. Oh, you're funny.
Hey, Steve, as soon as you hear that, oh, you crazy, you already know, damn,
Then I know I got to bite her neck and climb her up to the tree. I got to eat that. I got to get that.
Okay, so now what you should have heard in that little exchange is that I have been telling you through this broadcast, through just about every broadcast, the fear that you have is unwarranted. The fear that you have of women is totally unwarranted. The fear of rejection has warrant or merit, but if you let that warrant or merit matter, then you're going to be like beta. You're going to be less than beta as far as an alpha guy.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to just be lower and lower because you let the things matter that takes you down. You have to understand, man, it's all fun. This is fun for us. You know, going out, having to talk to however many women is fun because we doing our thing. You know, this is what we do. Go ahead.
Guys, this is going to sound crazy. But there was one time, because I'm from Maryland, there was one time in my life I didn't hunt. Because one time I decided I'm going to rest my dick, Rosebud. I'm going to rest my dick. And I went to Landover Mall. I got me a little Cinnabon and shit like a little bitch. Sat in the middle, eat my little Cinnabon like a little trick and shit. And then this fine-ass bitch walked by me. I ain't say nothing. And something deep inside of me said, you pussy. And from that point on, I said, you know what? I don't care rain, snow, sleet, or shine. I got to say something, because I don't want to go home feeling like, well, woulda, coulda, shoulda. I can't do that. I want you to – look, guys, y'all forgetting something. I, unlike y'all guys, my mindset is I got the golden dick. I got the Willy Wonka golden ticket. So I'm giving her the opportunity to fuck me. That's where y'all not thinking about this. I don't care. Look, turn me down. Guess what? You missed out on the dick.
Hey, so people – now, what this means in relation to what I talk about, this fucking Steve.
I'm sorry, dog.
What this means, no, man, it's real, though. It's real, because what this means is that you need to understand what I mean when I say, man, if you can sit up and accept that goddamn woman thinking she got something golden between her legs and you have to do this extra thing to get it, pay this, spend this money for whatever, how come you don't think that about your goddamn dick? See, this motherfucker, I don't talk the shit the Steve talk, but this motherfucker think his shit is valuable.
Oh, I know.
And believe me, you probably get, might not get paid, but you probably get your value's worth every time.
You can't tell me no difference.
If you don't believe it, It ain't going to happen. And you cats got to understand, man, women want to believe what Steve is saying. You know, I actually say the same things, but, you know, I'm a very private sexual guy.
Debonair.
You know, in the dark. Hey, the lifestyle. Hey, listen, let me just explain this. The lifestyle of a pimp, if you don't put a lid on sex, because it's a sexual lifestyle, if you don't put a lid on it, then it's going to be total sex crazy. So you ain't going to have any control over the woman, because women is going to be women, sex, men's, any kind of sex if you make it about sex. If you make it about what's going on, but you have great sex when you have sex, see, they don't, my hoes, they didn't really put sex high up on the doggone list, because sex was treated so preciously. We was very, you know, I didn't do all the freaky shit, although, you know, I'm a chewer up and all that shit, you know, but I'm saying, I'm not, you know, really doing what everybody else was doing. I had a lid, and my brothers, I'm telling you, I had them 20 years, 15 years, you know, paying me all the time in, and I never had the problems, never was without a bra, because I really believed that sexual lid that I had. But since I've been out, and especially since I've been dealing with the man mindset, I'm like loosening up.
but here's the thing. Here's the thing I want to say. Here's the thing I want to say to everybody. Here's the thing. They want to fuck you. See that? See the thing. The thing we're trying to say is, you don't have to come off and talk all that shit like I'm saying. What I'm saying is, when they detect a man that's a man about his shit, the pussy automatically gets wet, because it goes back to the DNA, back to the times of procreation with the alpha male. They can't help but to want to fuck the alpha, because she's thinking, damn, if I want to have any kids, I want to have leadership. And this motherfucker right here, he's talking a lot of shit. But goddamn it, he's backing it up, because you know what? I'm going to test him, like we talked about earlier. I'm going to say, yell, scream, try to put him in his place. And once he checks me, I'm his, because you know what? He just grabbed me by the nose and yanked my ass over. Real talk. You know.
Hey, you guys got to listen to this. See, I'm not saying Steve is like the Bible. I'm not saying I'm the Bible. What we're both saying is that there is a such thing as knowing what to do. There is a such thing as knowing what will result from what you're doing. And we both do. And it's not because we're so genius. It's that we took the time to take chances and do shit. We tried this. We tried that.
Trial,
you know, what works we kept, you know, and we did not give a damn about what didn't work. If it didn't work yesterday, tomorrow, I forgot what the fuck, what was it that didn't work? The only thing I remember is what works. And I'm sure the only thing Steve remembers is what works.
Oh, yeah.
And the only thing any one of you out there should remember is what works. What does not work is not something that you just want to never, you don't say forget it forever. You use it as reference. The what does not work makes you strong enough. To me, it should make you strong enough to be willing to take a different chance using the same material. You know, that's how I think. I'm not saying, man, I said so-and-so the baby and it didn't work at all. I better say something else. No. I'm going to say so-and-so the same thing to the next woman, but I'm saying it different. You know, and I'm going to see if it's what I'm saying or if it's the woman that I said it to. And if you ain't brave enough to do that, then you ain't going to never find out what's cool to use and what to use to catch. That's how you find out, using the same thing over and over and over. That's part of what's coming up, Steve, letting them know the power of the bravery to use. If I said to woman A, come see the cat, you know, and she said, fuck you. And then I said to woman B, baby, come see the cat. And she said, fuck you. I'm still going to use that goddamn line. I'm going to say it another way to the woman C, all the way through Z until I see it just don't work.
But with you, it's going to work with one of them motherfuckers. And what y'all guys don't understand, even if it works with P, guess who P is going to talk to? P going to talk to C about how he blew her back out. We're talking that yak to her on their phone.
Hey, see, it's not going to get up to P. You're right. It's not probably going to go past C.
But I'm saying, if it gets past B and it hits the C, what I'm saying is C is going to be able to talk to B and A, and sell.
They're going to communicate. That's right. They're going to sell us.
They're going to be saying, all of them.
Say,
hey, Rosebud. I mean, I know I want to get that cat. Meow, Rosebud. Meow. Motherfucker.
Meow.
Yeah, meow now, motherfucker.
I'm going to come see the cat. Well, you guys, you know, we kind of joking a little bit, but we serious. We're very serious because the one thing that Steve and I both have in common, when it came time to go out, we went out because we wanted to go out. We wasn't worried about who was going to catch. We just knew, unless somebody was at our apartment when we left, you know, going to be there when we come back, we knew we was coming back with somebody. You know, it ain't like we horn dogs and we just got to, you know, we can't help it. We catching. We going to catch. We just can't help it. Even when we don't even try to catch, we going to catch. Because we just, you know, the woman, we sitting up there, we just coming over here to have a beer, you know, so we can spend 15 minutes before we go home because we already got somebody at home. And while we sitting there having a beer, somebody goes, we see them coming up to us. We ain't stupid. We know what they want. They're giving us action. So, shit, what are we supposed to do? Yeah. We gotta get at them.
Even if you say excuse me,
you know you had a tone or some sound or some way you delivered that line. If she bite on it, you down and dirty.
Because then I have to bite on her neck. You know what I mean? I'm at the hunt. You know she a wounded beast. I'm not gonna just walk by that motherfucker. I mean, but it happens. But see, guys, the thing is, it just happens. It's like Rosebud said, Rosebud and I can go get a drink. I call Rosebud up, say, Bud, let's have a beer. I'm at the bar by myself, and here comes a female coming right next to me, and I might want to get a napkin. I'm like, excuse me, can I get this? Let me grab this napkin. And she's like, okay, let me get out your way. And then that's a conversation right there. She open, her wide open.
Hey, Steve, see, your shit is just like, man, you
of
see
course. We smell
all she has to do is respond and let me hear the tone in her voice. Let me hear. I ain't really caring what she said.
I know that
I wanted to lean over her or cross her and grab this napkin, and I might have said excuse me as I did, but I'm facing her. You know, I'm damn near in her face while I'm getting this napkin. I'm sure I'm not going to reach over her ass and not show her my face. So what I'm saying is I'm making moves when I reach over her, and I hope everybody that's listening to this doggone show understand how important the ABPs of this, you know, dating world is. You know, the ABPs is always be playing. You never take a step without knowing what that step, or at least determining what that step should bring you. Every step you take in any type of situation where you could possibly be dating, which is life, because you never know where the next one's coming from. Like I say, you can be going to 7-Eleven to buy a donut, and she's there. You can be going to the bank to deposit some money, and she's there. The car wash, anywhere. She's anywhere. You just have to always have your mindset that you have a move to make after you meet some woman. Because that's, you know, the way a dude like me, the way a dude like me catch is to always know that, man, if you don't catch, you ain't you. You're not the dude who you say you are. Not if you don't really catch, if you don't stay busy trying to catch. You know, if you get satisfied, complacent. Guys that, you know, go out, some of these guys have girlfriends, but they're not getting, you know, they get the pussy, but they're not getting the respect that they want. You know, they're not getting everything that they want.
Yeah.
That's because they're satisfied with that one woman.
Yeah, they
do. Ain't married.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't married, so you're really not obligated.
Right.
And if you want to be obligated, you know, and you guys make this, you know, pact that you're obligated, okay, be obligated, but you just ain't gonna, you're going to be unfulfilled. You know, I told them, before I marry my woman, you know, I ain't telling her I'm finna, like, you know, go fuck this bitch, baby. You know, I ain't telling her no shit like that. But I told her more than one occasion, look, you know, until we marry, you know, I'm liable to be doing anything, you know, because I'm not going to, you know, lock myself in. I'm locking myself in when I'm ready to be locked in, and that's when you say I do. You know, and you can't say it to me, in my opinion, you don't supposed to say I do unless you, you know, can be locked in. You know, I just think like that. All these calls, man, we got about 15 callers from all over the United States, and none of them have questions.
Well, here's the thing, guys. I stress to all of you guys, this is an opportunity, gentlemen, that you don't rarely have. This is an opportunity that you can talk and ask questions that are on your mind and that's weighing you down. This is the opportunity, and guys, what I've been trying to stress to you all the time with Rosebud and my shows, if you don't take the opportunities that are given to you, you're not going to succeed. We're not here to knock you down. And you're not less of a man to ask for help. But just like myself, I had a mentor, and I had to ask some questions. So, guys, I know you have questions because it seemed like all these guys in the queue must get asked or something because apparently they ain't asking questions.
Hey, Steve, and we know that's not true.
And we know that's not true. And again, we're not laughing at you, but let's be real. If I was on your side of the, if I was on your side of the street, guys, and I wanted to get where Rosebud is, I would have a million. Rosebud would have to tell me, motherfucker, call next week because I'm asking so many questions because I want to pick his brain to get some information, then grab the confidence courses that he have, and that's going to reaffirm and reinforce everything. So, guys, pick up the phone and press 1. It's okay. It's tough love, absolutely, but let me tell you.
Hey, you know what, man? See, the thing about it, which is so true, 804, I see. Hey, 3 questions come up. And matter of fact, man, Steve, I am gonna say. See, Steve, the thing about it, the key statements, the key things, and what you just said was, if I want it, that statement right there. If you want it, if you want it, you gonna get it.
Oh shit!
And that's all we want you cats to understand.
Yeah.
You know, wanting it is one thing, but you can get it. You know, if you try. Let me get 804, man. 804-368. What's your first name? What's your question? What's up, 804? You there?
Bud, you must have put me back in the queue.
Oh, that's you, Mr. P? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. Okay, 313-784. What's your first name and what's your question?
What up, man? It's Nephew from Detroit, man.
What's up, Detroit? What's happening with you, Nephew?
I'm chilling, man. How y'all doing out there, man?
Man, it's good. Hey,
man,
hey, props
cool,
to you for
man.
Calling. Appreciate you calling.
Big props, man. We appreciate
no thing,
everybody
man,
to call in, man.
I be listening to y'all all the time, man. I'm, shit, Facebook friends and all that shit, man. So it ain't nothing for me to call
well,
in.
Give
and,
me a question.
You know
what you got, man?
Oh, well, it's like this, man. I want to touch on what Steve was saying earlier about, you know what I'm saying, seeing a fine-ass female walk by, you know what I'm saying, don't say shit, and you get that feeling like, damn, the
yeah.
fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, before you go any further, you guilty of that shit, huh?
Oh, hell yeah. I ain't even gonna lie. I ain't gonna hold you up, man.
Hey, you got potential to rise above it because you ain't scared to tell the truth, so go ahead, bro.
Well, shit, I got tired of that shit today, you know what I'm saying? I was going to get something to eat and seen this little chick that was working in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to just go ahead and try, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't say much. I just asked her what her name was, told her she should call me, and she just hit me with the I got a boyfriend shit. But the whole damn time, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, as soon as I asked what her name was, it just felt like she knew exactly what I was about to do, and she was
yes.
just cheesing from ear to ear. You know what I'm saying? She was just cheesing the whole way through talking about how she got a boyfriend. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to fuck that
up.
Hold up, caller.
Hold up for a second. Let's take on that point that you just mentioned. You sitting there, you said something to her, and she was cheesing and told you something. She was waiting for you or something, right?
Yeah, she was telling me about how she had
okay,
a boyfriend.
No, listen.
I wasn't really listening to
no,
her. You know,
no, fuck no. Not what she said. You got to
exactly.
understand me. What I'm saying is the only thing you think about is what she do. What
exactly.
she says
exactly.
has
That's
nothing
what I
to do
to
with what's really
reinforce.
Going on. Okay, so listen to what I'm
you
saying.
You know what I'm saying?
So what I'm saying is if, listen, what I'm saying is if you understand the power of thinking ahead will do
mm-hmm.
or have for you, when you sat there and said whatever you said initially and you saw her reaction, You should have knew she was going to come with some boyfriend shit. She was going to come with
that's
something.
Tough.
But the fact that she was creaming like a motherfucker
yeah.
did make you jump ahead of that.
It did,
and think
though.
Of something to say to kill her boyfriend
but, yeah, that's
statement.
The, yeah, but see, that's
it,
the big
it,
dog.
It didn't make,
that,
it didn't make me think of nothing. It didn't make me really
wait,
thinking that spot.
Wait,
plus,
wait,
I was in a rush
nah,
trying to get the fuck
nah,
out
nah,
of
nah,
there.
Both, you, both, you're missing it. You're missing it.
Here's the
this
thing.
It has nothing to do with what the broad said.
Yeah, yeah, fuck
it has something
listen.
To do...
Yeah,
it has something to do with controlling the conversation. Yeah. So you only hear what she says in order to see which avenue to take to gain control of the conversation.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is once she's smiling like that, she, it's not. It's apparent that you don't turn her off, period. Visually, you look some appealing to her because, you know, she could just be a waitress and serve you. She giving you looks like action. What I'm saying is I would have said something like, I know that dude you with is terribly happy, and you got to be whatever, happy too or something. She might have said kind of, and she would have killed her boyfriend.
Yeah,
she wouldn't have talked about it.
Yeah, but you remember, you have the confidence. Look, I don't give a fuck if you have a husband. I don't give a fuck. Why? Because it's all about me, so here you go. Look, here's my number. When you're ready to have some fun, call me. That's it.
That's
I wish
man.
I had a
yeah.
motherfucking
that's
car to
cool
somebody.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. No, you. Well, see, this is another thing. See, when you prepare to do shit, and you know it ain't going to end up in, like, come on with me right now, and you saying to yourself,
mm-hmm.
you don't have a card, why the fuck didn't you fucking write your number on something before the bitch came to you, and then when she came, give it to her?
Yeah, I always tell them to have their business cards.
I guess
because
I really wasn't
well,
sure
they don't,
if I was
some
on
of them don't have business cards. Well, wait. What I'm saying to you, man, which is what you're missing, is very important. What I'm saying
okay.
to you is you ain't supposed to be wondering if you're going to holler at her. You're supposed to know you going to holler at her.
Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
supposed to know you ain't going to. Not her, this waitress, this particular waitress, but any motherfucker
yeah.
come in your vicinity.
Okay.
Any broad to come in your vicinity, you're supposed to know you're going to holler at her. So let's say she's coming to you. You know, dang, she's a fine motherfucker, man. I'm going to
mm-hmm.
get at her. She didn't, you know, left. She didn't just brought you your silverware. She didn't left. Then the other thing, nah, I ain't got no cards for this bitch, but I'm going to give her my number. And you just write your number on a napkin or something or call her. Can I get a pen? You know, and then write your number on the napkin. Otherwise, prepare to do what Steve said, you know, be quick, fast, and hurry. Oh, she got a boyfriend. Hey, look, whenever you, whatever, here, call me. You know what I'm saying? My point is being prepared. That's the ABPs.
Gotcha. Yeah, we got a lot of calls, bud, but can I ask, say something real quick?
I'm
going
to get it, yeah. I'm going to put 313
right.
back in the line.
313, I just want to say something real quick. The reason
okay.
the reason why women say they have boyfriends or they wear wedding rings or say they have husbands sometimes is because they
yeah.
want to see what kind of man you are, because some women want one-night stands. They just want to fuck without all the drama. So they separate y'all by saying I have a boyfriend, by those who are going to go by that, bypass that, remember, through the wall,
mm-hmm.
or those who are just going to stand still and be like, okay, Will, all right, you be, you know, so...
Hey, I like that
that's
idea
right.
you had,
hey,
too,
her.
Earlier about
hey, three,
going
what?
To the club about the rejection shit, man. You trying to see how many rejections you can get. I like that idea right there, man.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go, man. Rejections are the closest thing you're going to ever get to acceptance.
I didn't really feel bad about the rejection because how the bitch, you know what I'm saying, was reacting and smiling. And shit. I didn't really feel bad. I'm like, shit, that's all I was worried about. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, hey, listen, 313, listen, I'm going to put you back in queue, man. I got a lot of calls, man. Let me get them. 718-413, what's your first name? What's your question?
Yeah, what's up? I'm KD. The question, good night to
this
y'all.
Is what's up, man?
What's up, bud? What's going on, Steve?
Hey, how you doing, big dog? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good.
What's your question?
My question is this, right? It's kind of, I asked this question to you, bud, but I kind of, the thought had crossed my mind that, it's probably more in the lines of Steve's category. So since I heard him here, I remember the question. The question is this.
Well, we both here, so just ask it.
All right. The question is this. A couple of times the same situation happened to me. But so one time I was with two females, smashed out two females in the same room. And one of the chicks, she got up, and afterwards she was, like, real upset with me. And she said I was full of shit. Now, she creamed and, you know, did all kind of, you know, creamed and squirted all her shit off of my shit. And I was just thinking maybe she was just mad because she didn't get to get the nut. her other friend did.
Wait a minute, man. See, wait. See, this is what I'm saying about people and words. You just said she creamed, and then you said she didn't get the nut. Come on, you're confusing me.
No, I'm talking about she didn't get the nut from me. She creamed. She got her nut. She didn't get my nut.
She got her. She didn't get your nut.
Yeah.
Okay. You said she didn't get yours.
Right.
What's the fucking question,
man? What's the question, big dog? What's the question?
Who you, motherfucker? Go ahead, man.
So the question is, after you bust a broad out, right, and you know that she was good as far as she was good money or whatever, what is the trick when she starts giving you attitude afterwards? Like,
there, what do you mean attitude? Okay, I'm sorry, Jay. This is you, bud. I don't understand that.
Listen, man, I don't understand it either, Steve. But what? Hey, caller, listen. I hate to cut you off. That's not cool. But I don't want to take. I want to get the other callers too. But listen, man, what you're supposed to understand is this: first and foremost, if it's about sexual shit, you already did what you had to do with her, and you said she had her climax and all that shit. And let's say you didn't climax. Now, to me, you supposed to get your shit, too. I understand her saying that. But my point is, if you don't, and the motherfucking bitch got something to say about it, you supposed to check her right there. Bitch, I ain't got to comment on you every time I'm, you know, whatever you say. But what I'm saying is, you supposed to kill that. This is how I deal with it. Some other person will try to explain some shit to her. I'm not explaining shit to you. Because what I'm saying is this. If I come, I'm coming. You gon' come. And that's all you worry about, you. I tell my bros, worry about your shit. Worry about the fuck what you getting out the deal. What you getting is fine, though, because sometimes I don't come on a motherfucker. But, you know, I might have had one drink too many or something. You know, that ain't got nothing to do with the bitch. That's something with me. You crazy motherfucker. If you gonna let that bother you, then you just want to be tripping.
No, I'm not tripping.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Just real quick, and the whole thing is, like, let me try to explain. So I'm there with the two, just real quick. This, I'm with the two females. One, she, as I said, she busted. The other one, I busted on her. So I figured she was mad because she didn't get it. Now, the other part that I want to ask.
Wait a minute, man. See,
wait. This is crazy. Well, this doesn't make no sense.
No. It is crazy, Steve. You're right about that. But this is something else that's wrong. You're adding shit as you start talking. If you tell the whole story at once, Which you didn't got the story out now, but it took you three times. Come on, man.
Right.
You supposed to say you was fucking with a couple of bras. You're supposed to fucking with a couple of bras, man, and one of them, you know, I bust on one of them, and the other one got mad, and I'm thinking it's because I didn't bust on her. That's a short story.
Yeah, so what are you trying to say? What are you trying to say? I mean, we got the callers. You got the guys asking callers, questions and stuff.
Yeah, it's nothing to Steve. Steve, it's nothing to say unless he one of these, you know, quick draw McGraw motherfuckers.
Why are you worried about what the fuck she... If she mad at you, that's the only question I have. Why you worry about that shit?
Mad. I'm not tripping that she was mad.
Hey, and another thing, if you jimmied up, another thing, if you jimmied up, you ain't nutted in there on one of them, so what the fuck?
His question
is how to deal with it.
How to deal with what?
Yeah.
With Steve, listen, you got to check yourself now because he's not on your level.
That's
how you used to tell me.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
He's not on your level.
I'm saying how to deal with what?
Even,
I know. How to deal
you
with
cannot
what?
Even see what he's talking about.
I can't. I'm not trying to be mean.
No,
I'm just trying to understand.
No, Steve, you can. Your mentality ain't letting. Your alpha male is not allowing you to see this shit.
Okay. I digress.
But what I'm saying, man, listen.
Fellas, so let me just drop this one last part because I really don't want to hold it up. But I just figured I'm glad I got
go ahead.
But
can you go ahead, man?
Go ahead. All right. So the thing is, do you see any value or any like mental advantage when you hold back the bus from abroad? Like say, like do you see any mental or good value?
Jesus Christ!
Like,
hey, bro.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, man. If you want to be in some kind of fantasy world, you can, man. You know, sex is sex. You know, busting is busting. If you want to try to make it mean more than it do, then do it. And when you bust and see it don't mean what the fuck you think it means, then you're going to be wondering what's wrong. Man, sex and shit like that is that. The only thing that's important is what the fuck you think, what the fuck you're doing, what your intentions are about what you are. Hey, listen. Fucking the bitch and comming in her pussy ain't going to do shit for you, man, but get you a nut.
Exactly.
That's all it's going to do.
That's all.
Well, what are you talking about mental advantage, man?
Well, for us, because I did it a couple of times. And I see
there is no mental advantage, man. That's the answer.
But what I'm saying, I did it, and the look on the broad's face, I feel like she just came back after that. And wanted to go.
No, man. What you doing is indirectly bragging and indirectly making yourself feel good. Okay, man. That's what I'm saying, man. You bust her out, man, and that's good, man. Let me put you back at home again. 845-667. I'm sorry you was on hold so long, but I got you now, man. 845-667. What's your first name?
Rosebud. What's going on? This is JT from New York.
What's up with you, man?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, man. I don't know what you guys are doing right now. I got one quick question, and I'm going to let you guys go.
All right, bro. What is it?
Okay. I'm in my 30s. I do not have a whole lot of experience when it comes to women. To the point now, man, where, you know, I'm not really looking for 5 or 6 chicks. I'm just looking for one lady to settle down with, man. So what kind of mentality and what should I be doing right now to, you know, to get ready for, you know, settling down and maybe starting a family and all that.
That's
stuff.
Your problem. Your problem is okay, never mind. Well, I'm saying.
No, go ahead, Steve.
Your problem is, real quick, you're trying to settle. You're looking for one. Don't look for any. Just go out there.
Steve, you said, this is what I like about you, Steve. You make me sick a lot of times, but this is what I like about you, motherfucker. I was finna tell him, man, that's your fucking problem. Quit looking for one bitch.
Yes.
Go out there and look for a bunch of them. And Steve say the same thing in different words, different language, same shit. You know?
Yeah.
hey, caller. Well, your problem is that you're trying to make something happen instead of letting it happen.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is prepare yourself. You gotta prepare yourself for what you're talking about you looking for. So what I'm saying is if you're trying to, you know, make this broad appear, that's because you really not ready. Because if you was ready, you would be calm, and you would let her appear because you know how much you got to offer. So my point, suggestion is, go ahead, Steve,
Saying real quick, what I'm worried about you, big dog, is the fact that you're going to accept the first thing that come your way because you think, well, she might be the one, and you can't do that. I'm sorry, but I'm just saying that. That's my worry.
Steve, that's very important because that is the problem. If you fucking make yourself have the mentality that you're having, you know, you're looking for this one, soon as you get somebody that, you know, meet one or two standards and you have some fun, instead of you seeing what that is for what it is, you're going to be talking about this is it, and you're going to go all out. You're going to hurt yourself. No, man, you meet this one, you have fun with her, and while you're having fun with her, you meet somebody else, you're having fun with them, and you get to make a choice. This is what you motherfuckers don't understand. That's another thing about Steve and I you don't understand. We had so many women, we was able to make a choice about the one that we really liked.
Options.
We weren't limited. Mm-hmm. We weren't limited to only having one woman and, okay, I'm going to choose her. No. We was around this block and that block and up that street, you know, in this city, that city. And then when we got, you know, that one, we like, oh, man, this one is, you know, we was able to see her, you know, and you can't see that one unless you have had many. You understand what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What y'all guys don't understand is it's the competition. Once a woman realizes that you're wanted, she's going to want you even more. Thus, she's going to change and justify her behaviors to fit you because the competition is not you to her. It's her trying to grab your last name.
Yeah. So 845-667, remember what we telling you, man. What we telling you is to reverse that thought process that you have and make it about you. Just completely. Something I've been telling these guys on my broadcast, I am in, as far as what I'm doing with you guys right now, we are in the selfish and conceited phase of life. We got to learn how to be selfish and conceited. Now, this is not the only way we're going to be throughout life, but we have to learn how to be this way in order to get to the next phase of our life, because until you think enough of yourself, you ain't going to hardly have no broad thinking shit about you. Period, bro. You feel me?
Hey, that's good stuff, man. I appreciate it.
No, hey, man, keep your head up. All right, okay,
man.
Yeah, keep your head up, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Thank you for 319-610.
What's your first name? What's your question? 319-610.
This Mike again, Rose, but just
okay, what's the question, bro?
I want to know. I would like for you to just use what you're trying to teach all of us in with baseball analogies again, like you do. Just because that's the best way. That's the best way I'm gonna learn it.
Can I take this real quick?
Go ahead, man.
Quick, here you go. I'll use football analogies for you. Number one thing is that you got to. First thing you got to do is follow the playbook. If I tell you to do if I tell you to go a down and out, don't do a hook route. If I tell you to go for a streak, don't screen. You got to follow the playbook. Number one. And the problem with you guys, with Rosebud's trying to show you right now, is that your mindset is of a football team that is not even in the stadium. They're not even in the locker room. They still in their motherfucking city boarding the plane. Y'all are not in the game because y'all choose not to just follow his simple instructions. Like I say, the confidence courses, guys, and I got to tell you, you got to get his confidence courses and just listen to what he's saying. The instructions are there for you. It's a blueprint. It's a blueprint. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know what? No. That's good shit, man. Let me see. You know, I'm such a, you know. Motherfucker. Anyway,
shut your ass up.
hey, the baseball analogy. See, the what you got to understand about the baseball analogy, not you, Steve, but the caller.
No.
What you have to understand is that I only talk about the pitcher. I don't talk about the team. I talk about the pitcher facing Willie Mays. The pitcher facing Willie Mays are, huh?
No, go ahead.
Are you there, caller still? Okay, listen. I'm talking about the pitcher facing the number one home run hitter in the league, and this motherfucker is due for a home run, the pitcher. This pitcher is facing this dude. Now, this pitcher knows that he has several pitches to pitch. This is what makes him accept that he can be on the mound and face this doggone great batter. You, as a person walking up to a woman, has to have many ways to come at her that you already know are in your, I call them an arsenal. So if you have this arsenal, the pitcher has an arsenal, his pitches are his arsenal, your senses or conversation beginnings are your arsenal. This pitcher knows that if he pitches, he chooses to pitch this first pitch to this baseball, this great batter, and he pitches it. And it doesn't get hit. It's a ball. He's not going to be worried about that pitch because he has more pitches. But he sees how that batter reacted to that pitch, and it determines whether he want to throw it again right now or two pitches from now. Right now is what I'm saying is he's planning. He's not stuck on throwing one pitch. He threw the pitch that he wanted to throw that's going to get him to see that batter. So my point in saying is he might think, okay, I should throw this. And he throw it, and the batter hit a home run. What is the pitcher going to do, stop pitching? You know, think he ain't shit? No, I'm in the major leagues. I'm playing against motherfuckers. Otherwise, you fucking with bitches. Their job is to reject motherfuckers. They've been rejecting motherfuckers their entire lives. That's what they go to clubs for, to get a drink and reject you. So when you get that rejection, instead of you thinking that, oh, wow, you know, I'm fucked up, you got to think like that pitcher. I got several more pitches to throw at this motherfucker. You know, and when he come up next time, I'm going to strike his ass out. That's how you got to do it, man. You got to think like that. And then you only can think like that if you sharp like that and if you proactive. If you are a reactive person, you're going to let her reject you, and then you're going to be stuck. Because if that pitcher was a reactive pitcher, he would have got that home run slammed off him, and he probably would have got pulled out because he'd have lost his courage. No, man, it's in the game. You know, look at it like that, man. You see what I'm saying?
Got you. I got you.
All right,
too, man.
Hey, Steve told you the truth just as I did, bro. We just, you know, you cannot have a body without a left side and a right side. You just can't have a full body.
Yeah, we speak the same language.
Steve one side and I'm the other side.
Yeah.
It's just the same fucking body.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, 319?
Yeah,
that's for sure. 678-527, what's your first name and what's your question? 678-527?
Oh, I didn't have a question. I was just sitting here listening. I'm trying to listen while I'm at work. I was just listening.
Okay, baby, it's cool. I'm going to put you back in there, man. I'm glad you're listening. Thanks. 708-704, what's your first name? What's your question?
Hey, what's going on? This is Mr. Jay. I got a question for you.
What's up with you, man?
Hey, what's good, brother?
I mean, it's all good. But I was dealing with this female last week, like y'all was talking about as far as, like, the pitching and, you know what I'm saying, trying different things. And, you know, in a matter of, like, 3 or 4 days, like, she was real into me. But, you know, I told her, you know, what I was really trying to do, trying to, you know, I'm not no one woman type of guy, and then she kind of fell back a little bit. So I'm saying for somebody from y'all with a little bit more insight, you know, as far as like grooming your
well, woman. Well, wait, let me stop you right there and ask you a question. Let me stop you right there and ask you a question. What made you think that before you even had her, you needed to tell her you was a more than a one woman,
yeah.
not a one woman type of guy?
She was trying to throw, like, little hints, like, oh, man, you just so perfect. I never connected with somebody mentally as much as you, and, man, I just want you, like, all to myself. Like, little shit, like, I'm noticing.
Yeah, but no, Steve, listen to what he's saying. None of that adds up to you telling her that
right.
you're not a one-woman type of guy.
Yeah.
So you still haven't asked the question.
Well, no. What I was saying was I told her, like, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with that. Like, I would.
Hey, caller. Anytime that you want some help, you have to listen too. Because what I'm saying is, what made you think that you should tell her you was not a one-woman type guy?
Oh, nothing. No. My question is, you know, I'm speaking that I need to
Bro,
different.
I'm going
to
answer your question. Answer mine first. What made you think that?
I was taking hints from what she was saying.
Be honest and just say that she was in control of the relationship and you didn't want to say anything wrong to jeopardize anything. Just be honest with her. I mean, you just be honest. Be honest with us, okay? Because you're skating around it.
Yeah, man. You ain't being real. We can't help you if you ain't being real,
yeah,
man.
Be
you're
honest.
Not telling us nothing, man. What made you think that?
No, what I'm saying is I knew how she was going to react, so... What I'm saying is, I dropped that off. Like I'm not with her no more. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm trying to get to. Like my question is, as far as like grooming, you know what I'm saying, your women and the speed at which you know, getting to know them or like talking to them, you know, as far as like insight, how can, like, what are clues? I know you was talking about like, you know, when you get them by the nose. And, you know, you can kind of leave them wherever you want to. What are some extra clues and things like that? I know, you know, you mentioned, like, they get real
okay,
quiet.
Okay, hold on, man. Listen. I really still don't understand your question, but I kind of understand what you're talking about. But you're asking things that don't match because initially you started out talking about telling them that you have to have more than one woman. Now, that right there, the reason I asked you that is if you say that, you have to have a whole conversation or a whole, you know, foundation of where you're going to be coming from after that. You can't say something like that and expect a bitch to hear it and you don't really come at her with a whole bunch of shit after that that's going to make her accept it. And I can tell by the way you're talking, you didn't. You just dropped a statement. So you opened a can of worms. And when you open a can of worms and you're not able to shut it, then, you know, you're not going to get the results you want.
But what was
if
the purpose?
You open a, that's my whole point, man.
What the purpose is? That's what
you're
trying
to ask. If he would have said why he thought he should say that, we could see you know, where he was coming from.
But I know why. But we know why. We know why. We just want him to say it.
I really don't know why he said that.
The reason why he said it is because he thought that was the only way to get that ass. He thought by agreeing
okay,
with
stop
the
right
shit.
There, Steve. Okay. Steve, let's just start right there. Caller, is that true?
No,
caller,
no,
be
no,
honest,
no,
man.
Like
we
that.
Doing. Caller, listen. Tough love on this. I don't care if it's true or not. I just care what your answer is. So is that true? You just thought that's the only way you could, you know, secure that ass.
No, it wasn't like that at all. I promise you that.
Well, what's the reason then?
Y'all asked me why I told her I wasn't a one-woman man, right?
Yeah, why did you think it was important to tell her at this point in the relationship about you not being a one-woman man?
Because I didn't want her to solidify thoughts like this is just going to be a me and her type of thing.
Okay, hold on. See, no, you answered that question. Now, I asked you that earlier. You should have said that then because that's an answer. Listen to me. You don't want her to think that's the way it's going to be, but you haven't even got with her. So whatever she thinks doesn't matter. And for you to tell her something to put her off is going to keep you from getting with her because unless you think she's, you know, women are not going to, they're not going to just tell you, okay, I don't care if you have more women.
Oh, wait, time out real quick. Everyone is calling. I'm sorry. We got a minute and 33 seconds to go. Please call in to 347-838-8420 because it sounds like we're going to overtime because we got a few guys that's asking questions.
Yeah, it sounds like we are, man.
So anybody listening right now, please call 347-838-8420 and get in the queue because in 1 minute this show's going to cut off, and if you're not in the phone queue, you won't be able to soak up this game that Rosebud's spitting out. So call in, guys, and just get in the queue now because we're down to 1 minute. I'm sorry, Bud. You got it, man.
All right, no problem. Hey, so what I'm saying, caller, is you have to accept a whole bunch of stuff when you say stuff to women. If you say to her that you know, you're not a one-woman man, that's because for whatever reason she know you fucking with some other broads.
But
until she know that, huh?
What I'm feeling from this is that he wasn't in control of the conversations and whatever relationship they had because he seemed like he was on the defensive and she was on the offensive by directing.
No. He was on the search. He was in search mode. He had no plan. He had no way to connect with her. So he's searching. You know, he's saying shit. Otherwise, if she'd have said, okay, I don't care, he still wouldn't have knew what to say.
Yeah, but I'm saying she was running shit, though. She was running it. That's the problem.
In a way, I guess in a way. But I don't – well, yeah. Well, let me say this. He wasn't running it. Steve, let me say this. He wasn't running it, and I will agree to that. So what I'm saying is if he ain't running it, she is. Okay, so I'm agreeing with what you're saying.
Thank you.
But caller, my point is that you weren't even supposed to be thinking in those terms. See, that's what I'm saying, man. You know, a lot of you guys don't pay attention to what time it is. Timing is the best and the only way you're going to catch a woman. You can't just catch her. You got to do everything right at the right time. And it is not difficult, but you got to set it all up. You could even ask, you could even make that statement, hey, I'm not no one-woman goddamn man, you know. But that's when she then said some shit about, you know, having you to herself. That bitch ain't said no shit like that to you.
You don't have to make her
aware of what, you know, where you at in that. You are trying to get the bitch. So what I'm saying is, whatever she say about, plus, if she'd have said, well, you know, you got to make sure that I ain't going to be sharing your shit, I would have said, you better not want to share me, bitch, because I'm a motherfucker you supposed to want. That ain't telling her that I ain't got other bitches.
What I'm saying is this.
Well, his question, he didn't really have a question. He was basically making a statement about the situation he was in, and did he handle it right? Correct. That was his question. Did he handle it right? Right.
Yeah, but it was the other part of that question was just getting from y'all gauging moving forward as far as when you grooming a woman or you wanna build a certain type of woman, you know, as far as the speed, like you were saying, as far as moving, getting the timing correct. You know, in the conversation to, like, lay things on her, just getting some advice as far as body language, you know, different type of
okay,
things.
Okay, wait, listen. As far as that question,
you know, that question has nothing to do with what scenario you drew, man. Listen to me, man. You do want to ask that or have the answer to that question, but you want to have that question at the right time. You don't want to have that question before you even get the bitch. Come on, man. You got to get the broad. You know, first steps first. What, see?
What does the body language have to do with anything? Can you help me understand that?
Well, yeah, because okay. I talk about body language telling you what you can and cannot do. Okay. And I talk about being fluent in body language because if the woman is sitting in a particular position while you're talking to her, you should read that and you should see she don't want to fuck with you. Okay. If she's sitting, some of it indicates being open to what you're saying and some of it indicates that they ain't trying to hear what you're saying. They just want to you to buy them a drink or whatever.
Okay.
But,
okay.
You know, body language has nothing to do with this, man. That's why I threw Steve off because
that's
it has
why
nothing.
It has nothing to do with this. Right.
It has nothing to do with this. So what I'm saying is this is why I'm saying, Steve, he was searching. See, all these things he's talking about, they don't even coincide.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a question about a scenario, it has to coincide with what you were doing. Or else that's what's wrong. That's why you didn't catch. What you're thinking and how you did, whatever you did, didn't coincide. Women aren't stupid. And I ain't trying to tell you women are stupid. They will react to what you represent. And if it all coincides, as far as to use that word, otherwise you say something and it means to her what she can understand to keep listening, she will. And you have to understand that. That's just, you know, the way that go, man. Keep listening because I'm going to talk more about that, man. I'm going to put you back in queue. I want to get 323-479. What's your first name and what's your question?
Hollywood.
323-479. Hollywood, what's up with you?
Yeah, man, I'm just chilling. My question is, I would like to know, like, how could I develop that competitive, I don't give a fuck, I'm going to go out here today and, you know, be the best me and get these motherfuckers problems, state of mind.
Hold up. See, Hollywood, I remember before, man, Steve didn't like your questions, man, because they were like fake questions. Because that question is a weak question. Because you know how you do that? Take your ass out there and do it. That's how you do it. Fuck that bullshit. I need this. I need that. I ain't got my jewelry. I ain't got no car. I ain't got no wardrobe. Fuck all that. Take your ass out there and do whatever. Get on the grind, whatever it is you're talking about doing. Hollywood, what I'm saying is if you can think of it, you are qualified to do it.
No, it's
and
like,
you didn't thought a hell of shit.
I could see it.
No. I don't want to hear your excuses. That's not – I don't want to hear your excuses, bro. I'm being real. If you can ask that goddamn question – with all of those points, all of those bullets in it, that you should be taking those bullets and working at them, then you have the chance to actually achieve what you're asking. But if you don't do it, I don't give a fuck what I answer to you. You're not going to do it. So my point is take your question, write it down on a piece of paper, and look at it. So that you can see what you're asking, because if you just go and get at a bitch, do whatever it is that you put on that question, if you just go and do it, fuck the results. If you just go and do it, your ass will be all right, man.
Yeah, because I want to be a motherfucker, man. Like, I'm keeping it 100.
Well, man, fuck that. I don't want to hear that bullshit, man. That's bullshit, man. If you want to be a motherfucker, you should say, man, I'm going to hang this phone up right now. Take my ass off there on that track and get busy. Because let me tell you something, 323. When I was, you know, coming up in the game and I was fortunate enough to be in the after hours and I'd sit up and be with these dudes that's talking this shit, you know, and then I hear this goddamn shit, man. You know what? I couldn't wait to get my ass home because I don't give a fuck if that bitch sleep. I'm waking her up. I'm finna see if what I heard was true. And, you know, you got to have game like that. I'm not finna let that bitch wait till 3, 4, 5 days so I can give her a watered-down version of what I heard. No, I'm giving it to her raw. I'm finna wake her ass up, and then if I got 5 hoes, you know, I'm finna wake that one up, and when I get through busting on her, I'm finna wake the other ones up. One at a time, or if they together. I'm just saying, man, you don't do shit, man.
Can I ask
you? Hear it.
Can I ask Hollywood
go
a question?
Ahead, Steve.
323. What did you do this weekend? Why don't you tell us about your weekend? What did you do, Big Dog?
Well, like this weekend, like I was kicking it, like because I'm in Los Angeles, I was kicking it at the Staples Center, because like they're having like a war show. So I was hanging out like around the Staples Center.
And that's it?
Steve, where your music at, man?
I thought you wanted the other music. No, but
smallest violin in the world, so we can play a sad song for this motherfucker.
This is the problem.
323, I love you, man. Don't be thinking I'm fucking with you.
This is the problem. Because if I was in your shoes, I said, nigga, let me tell you what, on Thursday, I knew it was ladies' night. I was at this spot, and then that shit went hidden. I went to this spot. Friday night, I went here. Friday in the daytime, at lunchtime, I went to the mall, went to the food court, whatever, yada, 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 did this and this. I mean, just because you went to the Staples Center ain't doing shit. You ain't, because there are other hungrier people out there that's going to say, you know what, while you do your one thing on Saturday, I'm going to do my shit all through the week.
Hey, not only that, bruh, 323 Hollywood, you didn't say shit you did at the Staples Center. Otherwise, that's all you did was actually go to the Staples Center.
Wait, listen, man.
Don't bust yourself out because we done already said shit. So you can't say, wait, I did this, I did, because we already asked you what you did, and you said what you did. So when we start saying what you should have did, you can't come in and tell me, oh, yeah, no, I did. No, you're going to answer
and
what
there's
we
no,
said.
There's
that
no,
ain't cool.
There's no, I don't feel, I, listen, I don't feel it in your voice, the passion of
there's no excitement,
fucking
to, no
yeah.
really, you know, wanting to do it. He
yeah,
don't
yeah,
want it.
Then,
he ain't
yeah,
really
you
trying
yeah.
to get it.
You like, and listen to me, the way you are right now, why would a woman want to fuck with you anyway when you like, hey, what's going on, baby? What's going on? there's no excitement.
Hey, Steve, yeah. Because he think he's Denzel Washington.
Well, shit. All right, Denzel.
You know, Denzel the one that said, hey, baby, you know, he's real, like, laid back. No,
nah.
Caller, what we saying to you, man, nah. is everything matters. If your voice, if your intonation, if the way you delivering your sentences sound like the way you're talking to us, you never gonna catch.
No, it ain't gonna work.
You gotta, you gotta get yourself together, man. It's not an act. It's
yeah.
all a presentation. You gotta
yeah.
present yourself, man. You know that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put you in back in the queue, man. I got 313-784. I'm gonna see what's going on with him. What's up with you? 313-784. What's your first name? What's your question?
Oh, man, this Rail in Detroit, man.
Hey, what's up with you?
Oh, now I didn't even have a question, man. I just wanted to shout y'all out real quick, man. I was just tell y'all, man, I'm glad that y'all doing what y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? Ain't slowing up. And I'm glad there's dudes out there like y'all that's really pushing this shit, even though in spite that they pushing that other bullshit, you know what I'm saying? So I really want to just give you
hey,
a
shout-out. Hey, but you know what?
Out.
I'm a firm believer in water seeks its own level. You ain't going to never have a glass of water with half of it one level and the other half another level. Now, water is always going to be equal. So what I mean is if it's in you and you're really looking for it, you're going to find it. And I'm glad you found us, brother, because, you know, we give
yeah,
it to you just
I
like
did,
you're saying.
Though,
real.
I've been looking for years, man, and somehow, you know, hey, this is where I ended up, man. I feel like this is where I need to
well,
be.
Well, I'm
shit.
Just saying, man, we all water and we seeking the same level, man. And I'm glad you're here, man. I'm going to put you back in the queue. I'm going to get 714.
Sure.
That's Orange County. Let's see what's going on with 714-471. What's your first name and what's your question?
Life.
You want peace in your
yeah,
life.
I know everybody don't agree, but I just want peace. I'm just.
What you mean? What do you mean by that? What do you mean by one peace in your life? With what? Hello?
714, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
okay,
so what do you mean peace in your life?
Excuse me?
What do you mean by you want peace in your life? What do you mean by that?
Oh, I was talking to my neighbor. They had
I thought so,
here.
Man. We came in on the end of a conversation, man, and you
that,
didn't know
see,
you was
that's,
on
that's,
live,
that's,
right?
That's bad right there. That's bad right there because let me tell you something, young man. Let me tell you something. You, as a man, listen, as a man, you never tell another man you want peace in your life because we are the peacekeepers of our own motherfucking selves. So you telling another man you want peace, it sounds like you want validation.
I think he was talking
to
a man or your woman? No, he was talking to your woman.
I want peace in my life, man. What is he saying by that shit?
No, was you talking to your woman or?
No, that was the landlady. She's having an issue where somebody's cutting the plants, and she was saying that the person was different from me.
It wasn't your bad, Steve. You know, you thought he was talking to us, but I could tell he was on. We caught him on the tail end of a conversation he was having.
Okay, what's your question?
He didn't know he was lying.
Okay, what's your question, Big Dog?
Okay, 714. What's up, man? My question is
business cards. How are these business cards supposed to be done up?
Hold up. Steve, don't answer that. Listen, bro, this is what you don't understand about my show, and I'm pretty sure Steve is this way too, but this is Ask Rosebud show, so
yeah,
I want to say definitely about my show.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to tell you what to do, man. I'm not going to hold your hand and describe what to do. If you want a business card and your name is, let's say, Roger Mayweather, and you doggone put Roger Mayweather, my phone number is this, and you hand it out, I don't give a goddamn. It has nothing to do with how your card looks.
Listen to me, bro.
The card only represents a way for the woman to get in contact with you. What you put on the card, how you make your card, you know, represent your personal, you know, whatever, that's on you. You just want to be able to hand them a way to get in contact with you. You know, let's say it's a quick meeting. Hey, you know what? I don't want to hold you up, blah, blah, blah. I just want to, you know, let you call me sometime or whatever. You give them a card. Now, how your card looks depends on what business you in. You know, it depends on, you know, how many phone numbers you want to put on it, what, you know, emails or websites, all this stuff you want to put. That's up to you to design it when you go make the card. The only thing we're talking about is having some sort of method to hand to the woman so that she can contact you when you decide to make that a short meeting. You understand what I'm saying there? And if you need us to tell you actually what to put on the card, you need to check yourself, man.
Well, some people don't know. I'm just curious how you guys set your card. When I made my business card,
I didn't know what to put on there.
Go ahead, man. Let me help with this real quick because we got to finish. This is what I tell guys to do on your business card. Number one, you put your name on there, and you put something on there that you can teach somebody or that you have a hobby of doing. Like, for instance, let me ask you, what do you do that you can show somebody or train somebody to do? Do you work out? Do you play an instrument? What do you do for fun? What do you do for a hobby?
For a hobby, I do music.
Okay, you do music. So what instrument do you play?
I play the piano.
That's good. Then underneath your name, you have your name. Okay, there you go. You have your name and put musician down there. Why? Because it's not a lie, but it's also telling her you have a life, that you're doing something. That's number one. Number two. Number three, just put your email address and your phone number, and that's it. That's all you have put on that motherfucker. That's it. It's no different than you writing it down on a piece of paper, but I just want
Hey, that's my point.
Right. It's no different than that, but I'm just saying that it kind of separates you a little bit from the pack, a little bit, when you give her something, a card, like, call me, because then she's like, who is this cocky motherfucker? Who is he to say, call me? And then all of a sudden, like a Rosebud, if Rosebud just say, like, call me and wrote some shit down on the paper, it's the same thing, because what she's going to think is, well, only a man that's fucking and getting women has enough balls to tell me to call them. What's it about Rosebud? Maybe I need to call him and see what he's about. That's all it is.
Well, my point, caller, Steve is, well, let me tell you, there's another reason I deal with Steve, is because he don't really care about taking the actual baby steps with you, which is what he just did with you, caller. And he just broke that shit down to tell you exactly what to put on that card and stuff, you know. And I'm sure you're not going to use none of it and do it, but at least he gave you a doggone idea as far as an answer to your question, which that's why I like him, because me, I ain't like that. I'm going to tell you, man, use your own goddamn mind and think of what you're going to put on the damn card, you know. But we saying the same shit.
Yeah, we saying the same. But, yeah, we Big Dog, we saying the same thing, man. That's what's so
we
cool about it.
We fucking different as night and day, but we saying the same shit, man. Hey, and so even though I say I'm talking, you know, hard with that, man, I love you, man, and I am seeing what I'm saying so you can get the attitude that's going to make you not care about that goddamn shit you asking about. You don't need to care about that. What you need to care about is everything you know, everything you're doing, everything you want. This is, let me say it again, when you guys get on these shows with us, this is the conceited and selfish version until we all have fucking gained conceit and selfishness to the amount that I think is satisfactory. We're going to be on conceit and selfishness until we do.
Yeah.
Because you men, you just don't understand how you just don't deny yourself so fucking much.
Yes,
fuck
sir.
That.
Yes,
conceit and selfishness. That's where we at. Be on it. You got to get on that. Hey, look, my shit is so dope. I didn't win an hour. I only do 90 minutes on my show, and I win an hour over Steve.
Yeah.
I appreciate you on my show. I appreciate everything about you, man, everything you're doing. And believe me, man, no matter how different – wait a minute,
we got another caller.
Yeah, I can't leave him, man. He was 708-704. I'm sorry. What's your first name? What's your question?
Hey, I had just called, and I know y'all about to shut down the show, but my question didn't get answered, and I think it was because I didn't lay it out right for y'all.
Okay.
I was giving y'all an example of a female I had met, and I was just giving. I was giving.
Hey, caller. Start over. Don't tell me anything about the last call. Just ask your question right now.
Yes.
Okay. So I had a female leave after I had dropped on her. Basically that I wasn't really messing with, that I wasn't a one-woman person. And that made me want to ask you all, because I feel you all have more experience in that field, is when you're talking to a woman and you're trying to build her to what you want her to be. You know what I mean? You got this woman, you see she got qualities that you like about her. And she you're giving her, you're dropping little hints on her, and she accepting it. You know, based from y'all experience, what kind of clues let you know that, you know, this it was the right time, you know, drop this lug on her, drop that lug on her, say this,
let me say something immediately, man. I believe honesty is not the best policy every time. Sometimes it is, but many times it's not when you're with a woman. So what I'm saying is, even though you ask that question a lot clearer, I still don't understand why you're asking.
I think I know what he's asking.
What is he asking, Steve?
All right. He's asking basically what – okay, he's trying – is this about qualifying if she's more than just a piece of ass? Like, you trying to find out
if – is she going to stand up to what – as far as me not
No, Steve, it's not about the ass. It's about can she accept what he's dropped on her. You know, thinking if she could accept me having more than one woman, then she, you know, she's kind of on the cool tip as far as for me, but, right or wrong.
I wanted to see based from y'all experience, kind of getting more so a shortcut through an elder, just saying that is. So it's not.
Why do you
want
a shortcut?
It's not a short. Young man, there's no short. Number one, there's no short. Wait, Rosewood, do you want to go first, or do you want me?
Yeah, man. Why do you want a shortcut, man? See this? No, man. Listen to me.
No. Wait. I think you got it. No, I'm saying I just want to get experience from somebody older, just some advice, so that you know when I'm going back through to the next female, that it's not based on as far as timing. That it's not something, a mistake that I'm doing, more so than she just can't stand up to what I'm bringing.
But you're not telling us something. Something I don't understand here. That I don't feel like you're telling us, Big Dog.
He's not telling us what the fuck he's looking for.
And I see more people in the queue. Guys, if y'all have questions, this is your opportunity. And if you already pressed one, press one and then press one again to pop back in. But, okay, 708, here's the thing, 708. You're saying
right.
that
you're saying that you had a conversation with a female, and then because you told her that you're not a one-woman man, she left you, right?
Yeah, yeah, but it was more than a conversation. In a matter of three or four days, she got really attached to me. But that was that she got so attached that when I told her that, she was just going through. She was calling me back. She was like, "I just can't believe it, man. You just everything I wanted." But you know, basically, she just couldn't stand up to it. I wasn't tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
how long were y'all seeing
each other for?
Very
like
short.
3 or 4 days. Like 3
wait,
4
wait,
days.
Wait. So see, so that's what I'm saying, man. Wait. See, listen. What I'm saying is, man, you know, this question you're asking is more of a wish than a question, because you're wishing this shit. Because in 3 or 4 days, you can't even be wanting to do what the fuck you said you did. What I'm really saying is, you going way past what you need to be at this point. When you got abroad 3 or 4 days, you ain't even supposed to be tripping unless you just, let's say, since you did say you liked her, let's say, or she had some kind of qualities. Let's say she does have the qualities that make you think, you know, she going to be the kind you want to be with. My advice is to just know that. You don't want to try to make that. You don't want to try to make it happen. You just want to keep being you to the extent her being her will show you that she is worth this next step. But the next step is not accepting you having a bunch of women.
But the paint ain't even dry. On the wall. Answer me. I'm trying to understand this now. You're telling me after a few days, this woman thought you were all that and she wanted to settle down with you, right?
She was just really impressed with like what I was saying to her. Like she just wanted.
You're too indirect, man. You can't even answer a straight question.
Call her,
718. Listen, man, if you really and truly from this point on want some kind of help, you have to answer a direct question with a direct answer.
Yes.
No sliding around faking with bullshit, because when you fake with that shit, you throw us off from what we're talking about.
There you go, yes. So can you answer the question? Because it is what I understand. You just met her, and you don't find it odd that she wants to settle down with you? Did you get the ass? Did you fuck her?
Yeah.
You did fuck her. After you talked to her and after you fucked her, all of a sudden she wanted to be with you after a few days. But here's my question, big dog. You don't find it odd? Did she have any kids?
No.
Okay, so you don't find it odd that a motherfucker after you just talked for a few days. Again, I know you, Rosebud. This ain't talking about you, Rosebud, before you jump in on the shit. So you don't find it odd that after a few days that she thinks of you to be the end all? You don't find that odd after 3 days? And then so quick to leave you after y'all get done fucking and you tell her something else. Isn't that odd that, you know, she was such a down chick? Why she want to leave so fast?
Before you answer that, caller, let me ask you another question. And I want you to be honest, man, because the only way you can get help is honesty, right or wrong?
You're right, man.
Okay, so I'm saying is I believe, through what I heard, you were impressed that she fucking liked you so fast. You were impressed that she wanted to fuck with you like this. And you blew it because you let that fucking impression that how impressed you was make you say some silly shit about this other bitch or having more than one bitch or whatever, and the bitch left. And now you want to know how to get her back.
Yes.
Yes or
yes,
no?
Yes or no?
No. I don't want her back. What I'm saying is, as far as the timing and saying certain stuff, like I don't care about her no more. I'm saying I'm just trying to get from y'all like stuff.
But wait, let me ask you this question: before you fucked her, did you let her know where y'all stand?
No.
Yeah, I was like,
I'm asking him. Did yes or no?
Yeah, I was setting it up like, you know.
No. You want to say no? Did you let her know where y'all stood at before you put your dick in her pussy?
I'm not saying I got all these women and
nothing. Okay, so what I'm saying, caller, no matter what, you're not witnessing this, but I certainly am. you can't be direct, man. You're not real.
Yeah.
You're not real
with
yourself.
You can't be direct with us.
You're not real with yourself, man.
Yeah.
If you can't man up and answer direct questions coming from us, we ain't insulting you. We're not trying to find out where you live. You know, you don't have anything to hide, but you're being mysterious, man. So it's so much you're not telling us.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put you back in the queue, man. I'm not really, you know, feeling
you
right
wait,
now.
Wait,
man.
Think about that for a second. But yeah, we got two other calls. We got 718-319.
Okay. 718-413. What's your first name? What's your question? I'm sorry about the hang up.
Yeah, hey.
You there, 718?
Yeah, I'm here. It's KD again.
Okay,
what's up,
your
man?
First name? What's your question?
KD. The question.
KD,
is,
what's up,
not,
bro?
Hey, what's up, man? Not, well, I guess maybe I didn't explain myself well on my last question, but what I'll do is. I'll try to reframe it and phrase it another time. Y'all can get on to another question. But it's a real serious question. I wasn't trying to do what you thought I was doing, though.
Can you ask
what's the
man?
Question? What's the question?
Now, I'm going to give it another time. I'd rather get my thoughts together properly and set it to you the right way so I can move forward.
No. Shit gonna life happens, man. Just say what's on your mind, dog, because you ain't going to be able to do this when you walk up to a woman and get a restart. Just say it, man. Just say
that's
it.
That's true. I don't even know. Right now I can't do it. Right now my
No, you can't do it.
Hey,
no.
Wait a minute. 718, listen to me. Let me tell you something, man. And you do whatever you want to do after this. But listen. See, this is why you don't have no woman that you really like. Because you're so unsure of yourself, you won't even take a chance to see if what you're thinking is correct.
There you go.
You know, if you don't know if what you're thinking is right, you'll never know by not trying some shit.
Yeah.
You got to try some shit. So what I'm saying is the motherfucker done told you, hey, whatever, spit it out. Then you're supposed to say, all right, and just ask a question.
Yeah, just ask a question.
Because it cannot be wrong. It cannot be foul. It cannot be weak. It cannot be stupid. You know, so all of the shit that make you scared to ask a question is taken off you. We want to help you. It doesn't. Your questions don't have to come out like some sort of sociologist or psychologist.
All right, cool. Thank you, bud. Steve.
No. Take that and say it, dog. Just
come on now.
Yes,
say
it.
Here it is. So I had a situation. This female, she's a little older female. I mean, she had a son, and we got together. I met her online, whatever. Then kicked it with her. We got hooked up, connected. And smash it. Then she tells me after the first smash, she's like, I see you're the kind of guy that I could fall for. The next trip out there, I go back out there to go meet up with her, and she kind of like, and she went ahead, she put some money in my pocket and was like, and took me out for a time. It was like, good time. It was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? This is you, and enjoy ourselves. Now, the thing is, my question is along the lines of, when a female, like, I mean, the first time, as you said, and I heard Steve when he was talking to the other brother, yeah, I was kind of alarmed. Like, how the first time I smashed and she over here going on like that? But what I'm saying is the move when she made when she met me and she after we smashed and I came back out there and she hit a nigga off with a little bit of bread for himself to do something, did, you know, a couple $100. And
man, you can you get to the point, man?
Okay. What did I miss?
Man, come on, man.
Did I miss? The question is, did I drop the ball? Do you see me as dropping the ball anywhere by not picking up and proactively like going into action once she presented?
What was your purpose? What was your purpose with her? What did you want from her?
No, wait a minute. Wait. Even before that, what makes you think you dropped the ball?
No, I'm just asking. I mean,
wait, stop. Before you answer that, why I'm asking you this is that you said you smashed on her, then you went back and smashed on her again, then she laced you with some money. Shit, everything is going cool. What makes you think you're dropping the ball?
What's the problem?
Because I didn't continue. What I'm saying is I stopped at that point. What I'm saying is I didn't make a continuation to try.
Oh, he got scared.
Oh, you
man.
Got scared. Oh, so basically
yeah,
you got
see,
nervous, yeah. scared, and you
no,
you
no, he
down.
Got yes. Listen, what happens? Well, let me answer your question, and you can hang up if you get scared talking to me, man. But I ain't gonna care. But what I'm But what I'm saying is, man, you saw this broad was able to be everything your dream was, yeah. And instead of you fucking with her, you got scared, you know, because everything you describe, and if you be real and answer the question, we can help you and talk to you,
no,
man.
But you hit it on the head.
No,
this is true. Guys,
I know I did.
People, listen to me. A lot of y'all say y'all want women, y'all want ass, but when your foot get in the fire, y'all buckle under that pressure, and this is what happened. So you be honest, it was the pressure that you finally got everything you wanted, a woman giving you ass, giving you money, everything you always wanted, and you buckled under the pressure. Am I correct?
Yeah, I would say so. I would say yes. Yeah.
All right.
No, don't. Whoa, caller. The only way you get help is to be honest with your goddamn self. So it ain't no kind
of
nothing. It either is or it wasn't.
He buckled.
So
right?
Hold on. Okay. Yeah, he buckled. So listen to me, man. Listen. What I'm saying is Steve saw it in the light he saw it in, but he saw you buckled. I saw it in the light I saw it, but I saw you buckled. So what is that telling you?
It's telling me that I need
you
to get
admitted
over
that you yeah. admit. Listen to me. You admitted that you buckled. Let me add that little bit into it. Steve saw it totally different than I saw it, but he saw that you buckled. I saw that you buckled. You admitted that you buckled. So you're on the phone. You're talking to people that you want to get information from. We saw what we saw. What do you understand?
What I understand is I need to get over the fear, get a good understand what the hell I want, and then go get it right where I want to get it.
You fucking right. Quit playing. Quit playing with the goddamn stuff. Quit lying, man. That's what's wrong, man. Motherfucker be saying what he want and he get it and he just pump all the way out.
But this is what we say.
Come on,
this is
man.
What we say. We gonna get babe, Rosebud Courses got you what you want. That's what you wanted. You can't be buckling on that bullshit, dog. Y'all, hey, man. He got you the bullshit.
Hey, so what the fuck we really saying, man, is, you know, don't be scared of success.
Yes. That's your problem.
Motherfucker, you succeeded. You succeeded and it scared the shit out of you. Motherfucker ain't had no pussy in 22 years. Then he tried some shit we told him. Then he got some pussy. Motherfucker was like, oh, my God. What am I going to do next?
Well, you know why? Because we know why, Rosebud? Because it's new territory. They never been. They on new ground. And they like, oh, my God,
me.
I'm here.
That was new for me. I'm not going
to Hey,
lie.
That's why you need us, man, because you're supposed to get what you fucking want. You're supposed
yeah.
to get your desires in life. And when you get them, you are not supposed to be shocked. You are supposed to be thrilled to death that you saw a path to get it. Now you know how to continue to get it. Man, come on. The way you think about life is the way you live. So if you want to live in that unsureness that you be thinking, you know, because of this, that, and the other that might be going on, instead of you know what you did, and two is four, and it added up to you busting her out, getting laced with some dough, and invited back after that, come on. Shit. My dick would be so motherfucking hard, I might not have left.
Yeah, man. So yeah, man. But you can't be acting scared like that shit, though, man. You
nah,
want
nah,
is what you
so,
want.
So
you
caller, caller, your information is to get your confidence up, man. Courses, man. Get them. It's for you. That's what it's for, to show you how to say some shit, mean some shit, and not be scared that you said it and see that it's working. That's what it's all about. I'm going to put you back in the queue. 319, you're going to be our last call for the night. Hopefully you got a real bomb question, and it's probably going to be, what's my phone number, so you can, like, call me personally. But what's your question, 319? 319-610?
I wanted to let you know that I see your point about correct word usage, because that the caller before last, I think he was trying to let you know what he was trying to ask, Bud, was that how can he streamline instead of shortcut. But anyway, And it goes to my point about our practice. In order to get better at anything, you gotta practice consistently. So what do you and Dean just think about the whole idea of like, practice and us being masters at consistency? I think that's what you want to call.
Well, caller, before you even finish that question, I'm gonna jump in there and tell you, man. In my courses, all I talk about is practicing. I talk about looking at yourself in the mirror and practicing what you fucking saying. And you say the same thing, and what make it different is the way you make your facial expressions. You got to practice everything you going to do if you believe it's important enough. I'm not if you believe. You have to practice everything you going to do if you think catching is important. Because if you don't, you know, you can't. I mean, it sounds really crazy for me to say, hey, practice this. No, man, it's crazy if you think you're going to say, like when we remember the Pledge of Allegiance, I pledge allegiance to the flag. You know, hell, we remember that. It's the same. It ain't never changed it. That's not what I mean when I say plan. Because what my plan, when it's about telling the bitch about me, okay, my opening is going to be telling the bitch about me. Man, the me I was in 1999 ain't the me I am in 2015. So you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a whole new opening, but it's the same thing. It's the same plan because I'm coming at her, telling her about me, you know. So what I say as far as the actual content of the question changed with the times. I mean, of the statement changed with the times. But you know, using the right words, you know, having a plan as far as seeing where you're going. I mean, that pool analogy I used, I mean, I don't know how many of you out there play pool. But any of you that do know that you cannot play unless you know where you're going to shoot your two or three shots next. The shots you're shooting right now, it matters because you got to make it. But that's not the shot you're really concerned with. You're concerned with controlling the cue ball so it can get you to your next shot. That's what I'm talking about. When you, as far as that analogy, you're concerned with using this sentence so that it can get you to the next sentence like you want it. You know, hey, whatever I say going to lead to the next thing. And, Brother 319, you caught that, and I'm glad you did, and that was real important. Steve, what you got on that?
Well, I want to say, 319, what I always talk about practice, I like to use driving as an analogy because when you were young, you looked at that car, you looked at all those buttons, you couldn't understand what was what, but you learned how to drive. You made mistakes. You picked yourself up. You kept going. And then right now, I guarantee this, I bet you probably going to chuckle, 319. I bet you could eat a sandwich, talk on the phone, listen to the radio, and still drive with one fucking pinky or your fucking your knee right now. But you couldn't do that. You couldn't do that before because everything. Stop laughing, goddammit. No, but everything is like Uncle said. It's a skill. Talking to women is a skill. Approaching women is a skill. Everything. But the beautiful thing about the skill is there's no roof on it. That means you can level up on any skill. But you gotta keep doing that skill. See, y'all got this. Y'all got. I don't know if y'all see. I'm an old school old head, and I'd like to use kung fu movies. Y'all like this movie called The 36 Chambers. Y'all want to be that Shaolin student that walk in the Shaolin temple, and you want to jump to the 35th fucking chamber, and you can't even get in the door to the 35th chamber. But what we're trying to show you is to go back to the first chamber, learn the skill of the first chamber, and go all the way up to the 35th, then create the 36th chamber. Because what we're saying to you is there is no rooftop on this learning. I'm 43. I've been learning this shit since I was 9, and I'm still learning. I'm still sharpening my sword. I'm still growing as a man. You never stop until the day they bury your ass in the ground. That's when you stop learning the skills. But y'all on this, let me take one step forward, and everything's good. I don't have to learn no more because I got a little bit of progress, and a little bit of something is better than nothing. That's that bullshit. Because you'll take one step forward.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, you'll take two steps back. Then you'd be worse than you were before. So go ahead, Bone. You got it, man.
Check it out. Using that 36 chamber analogy, what you guys don't realize about those steps, you look at 36, goddamn, that's a lot of steps. The first step, of course, you got to go fully through it. The second step, you got to go fully through it. The third step, you're going to go fully through it because you have learned how to go through the steps. But going through that third step is going to make the fourth step very clear to you. And when you go through the fourth step, it's going to clarify the next few steps. And you're going to realize that you got to go through the next few steps in order to master what you're trying to master. You don't have to go through the next few steps because you have to learn them. You didn't know what's in them. But learning what's in them is very easy now because of the past steps prepared you for the future steps. And as you go through the future steps, getting to the end, everything will be clarified because you use each step. But if you don't take the initial steps,
mm-hmm.
which is what you guys have, you guys completely avoided
yes.
the initial step,
yes.
accepting the rejection, accepting that it ain't going to be exactly the way you want it every single time until you learn how to get it like that. You know, Steve, he was 9 years old. I don't know what the fuck this motherfucker could have been doing when he was 9 years old.
Well, no, it was really, it was really before nine. Remember, I was kissing girls and being in the bushes with them and shit. But
listen
what I'm saying is, guys.
Hey, wait a minute, Steve.
Yes.
Steve.
Yes.
I'm a psychology major.
Yeah.
If we had you on the couch and you start telling us that, oh my God, we would see you had hella problems, motherfucker. You about to be a serial this or serial that, because they would say you was too young to.
I'm a serial whore.
Shit.
That's what I was, a serial whore.
No, you not, motherfucker.
I'm glad I got it early, but I'm just saying.
Hey, man. The only thing you serial. Is about alpha male.
Only fucking
thing you serial about, and I don't give a fuck what that entails, because you know, for me it entails this, for you it entails that. But as long as what it entails adds up to you being alpha in every fucking thing you think and do, your fucking ass is okay with it.
Yeah.
So am I. You know, by knowing that he's, you know, left and I'm right, which I love him for everything he says. I want you guys out there to understand two things. One thing, that I'm right as fuck, as everything I goddamn say. And the second thing is Steve is right as fuck as everything he fucking say. So what you get from that, two sides of one coin.
But all paths,
what that is,
all paths lead to the same place. That's the bottom line.
That's the whole thing. Otherwise, a coin only has two sides.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is you getting the whole deal dealing with us. And I'm loving it. We give you the shit. Tough love, everything, slap you and all that. You know, some of you guys feel like we was hard on you, but I know goddamn well once you accept what we saying and you go try it and you fuck that bitch, you're going to call us back and you're going to be like everybody else that tried the shit and be real with it. They love us.
But I want to say I want to tell y'all something about the tough love real quick. I'm serious. If y'all got to understand something here. The problem with a lot of y'all guys is y'all don't understand it's a jungle out there. And it's only going to be the strong will survive. And if you cannot handle what we're doing, and the only reason we're doing this is because, again, like Uncle said, we're trying to equip you with some layers so you can become bulletproof. Because if you can't handle the little light shit we do, these women are treacherous. I'm telling y'all, motherfucker, if you give them an inch, those bitches will take a mile. And y'all,
that's for sure.
Yeah, for real.
Hey, but let me just correct one thing. What we really doing is not preparing you with light shit. We preparing you with heavy artillery. We busting on your motherfucking ass. And if you could fuck with us, bitches ain't going to be shit.
Stop throwing dirt rocks at tanks and shit, motherfuckers.
Yeah, otherwise, right now you're throwing dirt rocks at tanks.
Yeah, they had
to get out of
the trip.
If you learn how to deal with us, you're going to be motherfucking busting bullets. Armor-piercing fucking bullets on their motherfucking ass, man. That's what we trying to do. Man, we getting out of here, man. It's 10:45, my time. Steve, I know you got a life over there, man.
I got to talk to you. I got to call you, so I'm going to call you in a few minutes.
Okay, man, and everybody that's on here, I'm telling you, you know what, man? I'm so fucked up, man. 678, fuck it. I'm going to take your goddamn call. What is it, 678-572? I can't help it. I'm not going to leave you hanging. What's up, man?
What's up, brother Dean? I had a question for both of you guys. And you kind of touched on it about three callers back with the business card. Now, my question is, when you don't have a business card available, what's the best move? Is it to be, when you come up, do you write your number down or to have it already written down and just...
what you got on that?
Okay, all right. What I tell my guys is I always want you prepared, because sometimes I always say women are busy, and sometimes it's hard to have a pen or someone ask a motherfucker for a pen. I just want you to have your shit ready, have it in your pocket, pull it out, give it to her, keep the fuck moving. I don't want you sitting
around.
Steve?
Yeah. Steve?
But I'm just saying for me.
Motherfucker. No, Steve.
What?
I wouldn't have said it in those words, but I would have said this. Motherfucker, if you know you ain't got no business cards, you better have about 3 or 4 pieces of paper that you didn't wrote your shit on in your goddamn pocket. And when you run into a bitch, you better give it to her just like it's a business card.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, when they make a comment, well, where's your business card? Hey, I ran out.
Yeah, I ran out.
Just because I was short in my you know duties, I don't want you to miss out on being able to call me. So I'm gonna give it to you like this.
And you gotta
have something to say, you know, to make them, you know, look past a little piece of paper.
And
wait, something else, Steve. Something else I forgot to say earlier. See, you guys don't get fucked up with the business cards because some bitches really get off on looking in their wallet or their little stash of cards in their drawer and seeing how many cards they have.
Yeah.
They don't really call them.
Yeah, but I like to simplify for these guys because I don't like wasting my fucking time. 678 is just like this. What happens is, let me explain. I'm going to use Rosebud as an example. This is what happens. You have a chick that's dealing with a motherfucker like Rosebud, okay? She wants Rosebud to give her attention. She wants Rosebud to be that man. But Rosebud keep telling her, look, bitch, this is how it is. This is how it is. If you like it, you like it. You don't, you don't. She going to accept it. But what she will do is she will look for guys like you guys to run behind her. So what will happen is she'll give you her number, and then you're blowing up her phone. You ain't going to get the ass. You're just blowing her phone up to make her feel good. My thing is this. Hey, look, if she likes you, what is she going to do, 678?
She's going to call you.
Well, there you go. That means you're cutting through all the bullshit. Because why? Because once I give that piece of paper, as Rosebud says, or I give her my business card, I forgot about that bitch, and I'm moving on to the next one. I'm just keep on moving. And if they call me, that's fine. But if they don't, I don't give a fuck. Because I'm not blowing up no bitch's phone to make her feel good because Rosebud made her feel so bad. I don't do that shit.
See, let me enhance what he just said. See, because my theory, same fucking position. My theory is that, man, bitch, I ain't calling you no way. I don't really give a fuck about. Hell yeah, I want to call you. That's why I gave you my number. But I'm not finna call you because my interest is to see your interest.
Yes.
My interest is not to show you my interest. You know, you have to have a mentality. A mentality that cannot be broken by situations. Otherwise, if you have the mentality that you have to show me your interest, you don't really need her phone number.
Yeah.
You don't really need nothing from her.
Mm-hmm.
All you need from her is her interest in you. And what can you do to get that? Give her your number. Look. You know what I tell a waitress when I give her my number? I tell them, look, I know you are used to getting money for tips, but I am finna give you the biggest tip of your life, and I hand them my car.
Hey, 678,
I'm telling my car.
Let me. You remember? Okay, I can take this back to the 1800s before the internet. Why do you think? If 678, why do you think women had handkerchiefs? Real quick, why do you think they had handkerchiefs?
So somebody could pick it up and bring it to her?
Yes, because when they were interested in somebody, they would drop the handkerchief, the guy would pick it up, and their courtship would start. It's the same thing with what we're saying to you. Once we give her the card, she has to make the choice and decision to go ahead and mess with us. And I always call it Hansel and Gretel. You already heard the story of Hansel and Gretel, right? And I'm going to use this as Rosebud. First they see Rosebud, but like Hansel and Gretel saw the gingerbread house. They got curious. Then they tasted the gingerbread house. Then they said, shit, if it's this good on the outside, I need to go inside. And that's when we get you, bitch. That's what I'm saying. See, they, at the whole time, we are still maintaining the sense of self. Because here's the thing. It's going to throw a woman off when you say, call me. Because that is cocky, conceited. That's what assholes, jerks, and motherfuckers who get pussy do. But...
Hey, wait, caller. Did you hear what that motherfucker said? Because that's what assholes, jerks, motherfuckers that get pussy, alpha motherfuckers, that's what they do. Bitch, if you want to, call me.
Yeah.
I ain't calling you.
Yeah.
I ain't got to call you. See, what you doing when you do that, when you have them call you, the card is more professional. But giving them your number, any way they get your number and they call you, what you doing is making them decide if they want to show you that you sparked an interest in you.
Devil's advocate, though. Hold on. We're going to quit them both ways. I'm going to give you a devil's advocate, everybody. Now, there might be a time when she says, you know what, I don't want your number, take mine. You know, this is what you do. You take her number, and when you're ready for that motherfucker to talk to you, you text her and say, call me, because you're still leading and directing that bitch to do something. You don't run behind these women. You make these women
work
for you.
Well, Steve, I totally disagree with that goddamn
shit
there.
Well, I'm
sorry. When the motherfucker, wait a minute, listen. When the goddamn bitch tell you, well, no, you take mine. You say, girl, let me tell you, I'll call you so goddamn fast. I ain't trying to have your number because I got damn them numbers that I be calling.
Yeah.
I'm trying to have somebody interested in me. What I'm saying is never, ever let the bitch take over. I don't care blow her.
You're right.
If you got to blow her, don't let her take over. Because when you let her take, if you tell her to take my card and she says, no, you take mine, and you take it, then she's like saying to herself, this nigga's going to call me. You, I got my Thursday dinners. You ain't even called her yet.
Thursday dinners.
She's thinking, she got all this. She's like, ooh. But if you say, no, you don't have to call her no bitch. But when you tell her, is you crazy? I wish I would. I'm not taking your number. Oh, and then I show him my phone. Look at my phone. And you scroll through all them doggone contacts. I ain't got no goddamn bitch number up in there. I don't call no fucking woman. What's wrong with you? If you want them to act like they with God, you got to act like they can't touch God, because you know you can't touch a God every month.
She ain't the only
day.
Pussy. She ain't the she. Her pussy don't have the cure for AIDS or any disease out there. So don't put
her
pussy in the
pussy. Pussy ain't got the cure for nothing for
nothing,
you. That's
nothing,
for sure. For you, what her pussy can only do is satisfy the moment. You know her. She after that has to go, you know, a little further. Because I know I bust my woman out at first, and it was pussy to me. But then, shit, 2 or 3 days later or times meeting later, whatever she did, you know, when we was together, it started showing me something else. And the pussy was, like, irrelevant to me. It was about, am I finna really make this move with this broad? And this broad kept being real. So you guys is looking for a woman. If you don't have any obstacles or any stipulations for her to show you you're making the right choice, you're going to make the wrong choice, because women play. If you got something for them to do to show you, it's not big shit. I'm sure Steve didn't have his woman go jump over a 12-foot pole, you know, just to show him, you know, he liked her. No. She liked him, I mean, no. He had her be herself. Everything she did, you know, promoted him to do things to bring more of herself out. At first, he might not have been doing that. You know, he might have been being, you know, Steve.
No, matter of fact, told me no. Matter of fact, I said, let's go out. She told me no, and I told her I don't ask twice, and I didn't talk to her for like 3 months. I said, dude, that's what happened. I asked her out.
Hey, Steve, wait. Now, that brings me to a question, man. Okay, you didn't talk for 3 months. I mean, did she call you or you called her?
She got back with me. That's what I'm saying.
You called her.
No, let me tell you something, bud. I walked up to her because she was in the same office building. So I was like, hey, why don't we go do something, you know, this weekend? She's like, no. And I said, all right, I don't ask twice. And I just walked off, and I didn't talk to her for like 3 months. And then she ran into me, accidentally, on purpose, I guess, and we started talking again. And then it rolled from that. But I was so cocky that.
Hey, Steve, I can see through muddy water and spot dry land.
Oh, fuck.
And if this was accidentally on purpose, you had something to do with it too, you motherfucker. Ain't nothing going to happen accidentally for a nigga like you.
Hey, look.
No. I doubt it. Doubt it very seriously. So what I'm saying is all that goddamn shit just making you feel good, like that caller was saying.
God.
You know you plotted some shit too. God damn it, she be at the water bottle every night, 9 o'clock. Maybe I'm a mosey by that motherfucker and we go accidentally
make myself see.
Hey, all I'm saying is if you are a person and you a dude and you really know what you want, you're going to do what it takes to get what you want, no matter.
Yes.
You know, you ain't going to go outside of your principles. But what I'm saying is, you know, Steve's principles, what made him try to figure out how to meet her by the water bottle was that, man, I'm not going to let nobody that I really like get away from me. Selfish and conceited. This is my man. I know it.
You got to wrap this show up, motherfucker.
Hey, that's what I'm going to do right now. We finna wrap it up. We finna go. This is a bomb show. Long show, but it was a bomb. So 6-8-7, I'll put you back in the crew. See, you want to say something, Chloe? Wait, before you say something, I want you guys to know. The Man Mindset, Rosebud, I mean, AskRosebud.com, we are for you. You know, you don't have to come to my show on Sundays to, like, hear me and Steve. You can hear Steve, when Steve talking about his shit, you know, explicitly, so that whatever you know want to know about sexual or, you know, the confidence in, that sex brings, you know, you can listen to The Man Mindset. Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m.
Well, no,
Eastern,
no,
right,
no, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. East.
7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific?
Yes. But also, guys, we have a show where we try to help women understand men better on Fridays. And if y'all miss that shit, y'all miss Rosebud digging in on some. Look. If y'all want to, and again, I'm trying to find some of them clips. See if I put that together. But guys, if y'all sleep on Friday, y'all sleeping on Rosebud checking these bitches at the gate like a real motherfucker, because he ain't bullshit. He is laying in to these goddamn women like a man. Any woman that challenges him, he's laying in there. Even the ones that don't challenge him, he smell bullshit like you guys. He check them at the door. It's beautiful.
Hey, and you know what's beautiful about it? They act just like women. They succumb.
Yep.
They submit.
they still listen.
They submit. And then I just have. Then I could get to be my nice guy. Hey, look. This is Ask Rosebud. You know, the Ask Rosebud show. AskRosebud.com. Make sure anytime you have any questions, you hit me at bud@askrosebud.com, and we're out, man. You got anything to say, Steve?
No, bud, I'm going to hit you in about 5 or 10, bro. We out.
Okay, man, cool. We're going to end this, man. You guys, this was beautiful, even with all the technical difficulties.
All right, y'all take care. Thank you for joining the Ask Rosebud show.